I'll make him an offer again with you.
He's an asshole.
So Karen says,
dancing music silenced up one deadly pool. Now this living room is scented like an old chicken coop. I'm holding breath because I'm smarty at this party.
You know Karen, don't you?
He's an asshole.
Uh-huh. WQM boy, it's a pressure-packed Wednesday, I'll tell you that. Speaking of the pressure we were just hearing about, I didn't realize we had so many heavy-duty things going on, you know?
But we do.
But Clarence was in, who's our program director. Now that Muff is away on vacation this week. In fact, do you hear what he said about Duff?
He's an asshole.
I couldn't believe the things Clarence was blurting out this morning. I guess he's pent up, you know, because he can't get laid. So he's got all this pent-up frustration, so he wants to play Butch Boss now. I'll tell you one thing, all these rumors about Pharrell on the radio. He will be on at 7 o'clock tonight, by the way, if you never heard Scott Pharrell. He talks like this. And I will say this much, I give him credit for being able to talk like that more than 5 seconds. I can't do that. But that's supposedly his natural voice.
That's what I heard.
Now, people that have scratchy voices, like Lauren Bacall,
right,
is a woman with a scratchy voice. Generally, they say people develop real scratchy voices over the years from too much smoking and too much boozing. I just mentioned that. I'm not assuming anything.
Yes, that's what they say.
Isn't that what people always say?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, Scott Pharrell did the Atlanta hockey games there for one season, and they kind of like booted him out of town on a rail. But he'll be on 7 o'clock tonight. And the rumor that we're seeing and hearing is just amazing to me because Clarence almost verified it for us this morning. He came with a little curly hair of verifying the Barry Jackass rumor. And, of course, any time there's a Barry Jackass rumor, you know it was planted in the column because Barry is so tight with our good buddy.
Greg.
Yeah. So you know that's where, because that's who he quotes in the our little blurb there. By the way, thanks very much. We already got the blurb from the Herald, which Clarence Darrow faxed to me this morning before he went running out of the studio and hid under his desk. He should have bit him on the arm. You know, he might have got off on.
Nah.
Barry Jackass writes, Pharrell, oh, and before we get into that. So yesterday at 1 o'clock, show is over, and I'm just about to walk out of here and go off to a nice lunch, and here comes another fax that you forward to me. Morons, play it again, Sam, was never uttered in Casablanca. Now, didn't we discuss that wasn't the exact line?
We did.
But forgetting about that, morons. Okay, well, yeah. Thank you so much. They get hostile even about something as important as the lines from a movie, which, you know, was our pool yesterday.
Right.
And you'll be amazed, by the way, that I'm going to be able to squeeze the movie pool for at least one more day today. I got a good one. The audience will be shocked and maybe dismayed by that, but it is Wednesday anyway. We got our big noon to one comedy bits hour every Wednesday. Thank God for that.
Oh!
Yeah, thank the Lord. Let's see, here's the facts. Before I get into the Scott Pharrell thing, because it's a sports thing, and most of our audience don't give a flying crap about that anyway. And we want to, I noticed Mo is giving him that big welcome on board, but a lot of caustic comments in there about the Gregory line about we'd like to add more humor to the morning show. Just when Mo and Gildy seemed to be making a little bit of an inroad, had a better book there in the winter book. Of course, we helped them a lot, but nonetheless. And now all of a sudden we're going to start diddling with it some more. See, I'm thinking to myself, what a great blending of voices that will be. You know, you got Mo with his stentorian, the bombastic voice, and then you got Kelly with his squeaky voice, and then you go, bah, like that. Pharrell, can you imagine
right.
that blending of voices to wake up to in the morning?
Like a symphony.
I told Clarence it would probably be a lot cheaper just to get a cassette tape of fingernail scratching on a blackboard and stick that in there in kind of place of Geldy and Pharrell. and just have the fingernails with Mo, you know, it's kind of like background sound. Anyway, before we get into that thing, you notice how I keep postponing the inevitable?
No, that's called teasing.
We're teasing it.
That's what we're doing.
Somewhere in there, on one of those mini discs, which you can't find, there's some play-by-play by Ferelden when he was doing the Atlanta hockey games. And if he's lucky, you won't find it. I mean, Nadine faxes this morning and says, as usual, Neil, you were right on the button. Ray, a requiem for a dream. Although we also have that other fax, kind of caustic, the one where the guy who wants a date with you. What did I do with it? Yeah, he wants a date. Kevin in Hollywood wants a date with George. Faggot. I mean, and Kevin, too. As usual, we write on a button with Requiem for a Dream, says Nadine. It should be required viewing for most people of all ages, especially those who are additive prone. So who's not? Wow, that was possibly the most powerful, unsettling movie and artsy movie I've seen. Needed a Xanax shortly after watching. Oh, speaking of Xanax, on Dan Rather last night, and then on Wheel of Fortune, which follows on some channels like here, there must have been 75 spots for prescription drugs on there.
Yeah.
They had Plavix, which I'm taking. They had Prevacid, and they had, like, every goddamn drug. Talk about the drugging of America, so I think everybody should be watching Requiem for a Dream. Also, Nadine says, Smallville sure had it last night. 4 stars from me and endeared me more to Clark and family. She says the episode covered a lot, maybe too much cover for Tom Welling. I wish it was R-rated. Well, all we got to see was, like, a little kiss, you know, a kiss in the beginning, a kiss in the end, maybe a little tongue in there. Now, he does tell Lex Luthor that he went for it last night. You know, which usually when a guy says to his buddy, I went for it last night, we usually know what that means. But in his case, since we never even saw like a little peck on the cheek, maybe that's Clark's idea of going for it, if you catch my drift.
He's a little pecker?
Yeah. Anyway, Nadine says, I was down in Boca for the Mother's Day weekend. The brief visit reinforced as to why I'm in New Jersey. However, I loved seeing the ocean. Well, guess what, Nadine? There are parts of New Jersey, many parts, where you can see the ocean, but you can almost smell it. Okay, thanks, Nadine. But Kevin in Hollywood has a more, he's got one of these dictatorial faxes. See, there's one thing I don't cotton to real well, and that is people in the audience who tell me or tell us what we ought to think, what we ought to say, and give us, like, marching orders. We got enough of that from Washington now. We don't need that from the audience. Kevin in Hollywood, who needs to butch up several notches. Oh, and also, before we even get into Kevin, I told you we had a full plate. No, seriously, we got to talk about the new sales guy, Raymond.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, major asshole. Speaking of dictatorial people, Raymond, I don't even know who the hell you are. Maybe I met him once when I was down there. I'm not really sure. Because the salespeople there, it's like a revolving door. So I don't even know who this putz is. But he's already had one major contretemps with Tommy in a hallway, and Tommy told him basically, nice going, Tommy. You're okay in my book, as always.
He used much better language than that, though.
Yeah, and so Raymond comes in there. What day was it?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. And he's given Beaner Boy instructions about how he's bringing a client in, so be on your best behavior. Yeah, be on your best behavior. As if, first of all, do we have any idea who Raymond even is?
No.
You know, the guy's he's been in a building about 5 minutes, and now we know beyond a shadow of a doubt he'll fit in perfect with our sales department because...
He's an asshole.
Right. So, Raymond, cut the crap, okay? The last thing we need is another dictatorial sales guy running around giving orders. We already got too many chiefs and not enough Indians in that joint. We got 50,000 chiefs and no Indians.
And they already got a mommy.
Everybody's got a goddamn title. Yeah, he's already got a mommy, Raymond, so quit being an asshole, okay? And quit coming in there with the people that we don't even know who the hell they are. Trying to impress your clients, you idiot. You scumbag, you. Do we know who he is?
Who?
Anyway, here's the facts from Kevin, who wants a date with you, George.
I know.
Says, Neil, I think you're a terrific radio personality, but if you and George are going to discuss film, you need to at least, in big capital letters, at least, take out a subscription to Entertainment Weekly. Both of you have such limited knowledge about movies, you don't do them justice. However, you hate Bush and fundamentalist anything, so you're totally forgiven. See, again, we ought to at least take out I don't want to take out a subscription to anything. What I'm doing is watching a lot more movies. And I admit, unlike what Tom Jicka would say, I'm an expert on nothing except Tom Jicka being a jerk. So that makes it more fun, it seems to me, because we can soak on the audience's knowledge from all the different people. If anybody comes on here and pretends to be the expert, where is the room for discussion?
Right.
And then he says, keep promoting Dean, exclamation point. First of all, I'm not promoting Howard Dean. I've never seen a man once in my life. I saw about 10 seconds of the clip from the debate. So what the hell do I know from Howard Dean except that I read a couple articles about him? I'm not promoting anybody except anybody against him. Then, P.S., here's what you need to know about this fax from Kevin in Hollywood. P.S., is George cute? He sounds like he might be.
No!
No. No, he's not cute, he's not gay, and he's not anybody you'd want to touch with anybody else's hand. Okay, Kevin. Although he would be delighted to send you a blow-up doll.
He could send me a subscription to Entertainment Weekly is what he
could. He could send you a prescription to Entertainment Weekly. He could send him a prescription for Xanax or maybe for Viagra. We had 1,200-plus votes on the poll yesterday. Pretty impressive when you consider we took that first poll with 448 votes, I believe, on Clinton and Bush. Clinton won that one hands down, by the way, the state of the America, like 85 to 15% thought America was much better off under Bubba than under W, under this fascist regime we have in Washington right now, the bunch of goose-stepping Nazis. But at any rate, the most memorable line ever from a movie, which is why I started the show with that this morning. I don't have time to diddle with all these. It'll be a...
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
103 votes. It moved into first place and pulled away from I'll Be Back from The Terminator with 94. I'll just read a few of these, okay? What we have here is a failure to communicate. Cool Hand Luke, 77. Say hello to my little friend, Scarface, 63. Go ahead, make my day, Dirty Harry, 57. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Gone with the Wind, 55. The best line ever from a movie. I love the smell of napalm in the morning from Apocalypse Now, 54. You can't handle the truth from A Few Good Men, 48. You talking to me? Taxi Driver, 47. May the Force be with you, Star Wars, 46. I bet you Clarence liked that one. Although Clarence probably liked Caddyshack a lot better. Fat, Drunk, and Stupid is No Way to Go Through Life from Animal House, 42. Leave the Gun. This did a lot better than it did in the beginning, probably because I goosed it up there a little bit.
Leave the Gun. Take the cannoli.
Had 39. And last but not least are the ones I'm going to read.
I'm as mad as hell, but I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh! 36. Oh, I lied. Play it again, Sam, from Casablanca, 34, even though he didn't really say
moron.
That.
Moron.
Yeah. I want my cigarettes, Miss Ratchet. I'm not going to read them all. Guess what had 7, which would have had a lot more if I wouldn't have waited till the end of the show to have it pop in my mind. Have You Checked the Children from When a Stranger Calls had 7 votes. That was a chilling line. Have you checked? I don't know how many people saw that movie. At least 7, I guess. We all saw it, right?
Right, I saw it.
Beaner see it?
He was on the phone.
What do you mean he's on the phone? He's on the phone with what?
Answering calls.
Ordering lunch? What do you mean, taking calls from whom?
From
about
Farrell
on the radio and how we need to inject more humor in a morning show, and he'll probably be starting on Monday with Moe and Geldy. What a combination of voices that's going to be.
Woo!
Man, I can just hear it. And, of course, don't be blaming Clarence or Muff. It's obviously a Greg deal, okay? Greg Reed, once again, continuing to diddle and diddle and diddle. We're just finally starting to make a little bit of progress. Mo is finally starting to, like, warm up a little bit, about a degree and a half. Or is that his hairpiece? At any rate, just a little tiny bit. But no, just never stop screwing around with a goddamn lineup, screwing around with life. Was this in New Times or CityLink?
New Times.
Pop? New Times. See, we've been all the way around. Best AM radio personality. New Times picks the Mad Dog, Jim Mandich.
All right.
Rectum.
Oh, I hit the wrong one.
All right.
And Reader's Choice, Neil Rogers. So there you go.
Oh, God.
A little something for all of us. Even a nice comment about the Humper in here, too. So it's basically a Suck QAM thing in there, which we appreciate very much. We like getting sucked by the media or anybody else. 914 already at 560 WQM. You know, talk is cheap. It's easy to throw around a lot of really appealing low numbers, but when it comes right down to it, what can you really get refinanced at? 5%, 4%? How about 2.45% with our friends at Financial Group? With interest rates of 2.45%, it really is your best bet, and it's rock solid, too. Call Financial Group now, toll-free at 1-800-940-LEND. Interest rates are at all-time low, so why not refinance your home, or even better, buy you a new home and take advantage of a sure thing. 2.45% financing with Financial Group. And here's what it'll do to those monthly payments. If you have a $200,000 loan, you pay only $786 a month. If you have a $100,000 loan, your payments are only $393 a month. So get yourself 2.45% financing from Financial Group. Call 1-800-940-LEND. That's Financial Group, 1-800-940-LEND. They're an equal housing lender. Credit restrictions apply and rates are subject to change monthly. 5.34 APR.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560. QAQAM.
I like dick a lot. Up the butt.
Rectum.
Geldy. Talking on a sports show. Trying to be macho. Your voice sounds just like a 7-year-old girl. A little sports hoe shill. What else are you there for? Guilty. Talking like a baby. Who needs a little training? Why can't you understand? You don't sound like a man. Remove the rubber bands. That joke, your scrotum. Geraldine, your lucky management don't care. 'Cause Geraldine, you don't belong there on the air. And Geraldine, the sports can wait till your voice cracks. 'Cause anyone who sounds like that should find another job. And they should only take you back when both your BBs drop. Oh, Geraldine. When you gonna grow up, you make us want to throw up. You silly swingy boo, go to broadcasting school. Your prepubescent voice makes you sound like a putz.
Yes.
You're a putz. You're a
919 at 560 WQM. We may have another one of these programming changes coming up on the station. We'll probably get some feedback on that. I wouldn't be surprised when Scott Farrell goes on 7 o'clock tonight if his first caller is Blind Mike.
My.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking about Geldy's voice. He sounds like about on the ear.
9.
Yeah, about 9. Doesn't he? Like a little kid.
Oh, I see. Age.
Yeah. I'm not talking about inches, although that's a rumor around the building. But at any rate, and Scott Farrell, of course, is a gravelly, really annoying voice, you know, like that. Although that does fit in with South Florida, because that's our motto in South Florida, is that we hate you, no matter what it is, like that. So maybe he'll, like, be the voice of the community. So Barry Jackass writes, and of course it comes right from Greg's mouth every time anything is in Barry Jackass. They don't even have they don't call each other on a phone. They have, like, a two-way.
Right, like a Nextel.
Right, exactly. They have one of those intercom things so there can be an instant communication anywhere in the world. Farrell joins WQAM in part-time position. Former nationally syndicated host Scott Farrell is joining QAM as a part-time talk show host, and management said it could lead to a full-time position, says Barry Jackass. WQM general manager Greg Reed said he's considered using Farrell on Howard David's morning show, whose ratings have improved recently, but Reed said nothing is imminent. We would like to add more humor to the morning show, Reed said. Farrell, 37, hosted a national radio show for Westwood One between 95 and 99. The program was broadcast in more than 110 stations. His first WQM shift will be at 7 o'clock tonight. How do you like that? Right out of the box, right under the hot plate. How come my phone is ringing? Oh, that must be a package. Must be delivered downstairs.
Right.
Phone's ringing in the other room. You think it could be important?
Like Boca Bryan's.
Better go get it. No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, thanks again to New Times, New Times. Like I said, thanks to the readers of New Times for picking me as the best AM host. But they mix and match is what they do. Little of this, little of that. So the Mad Dog gets their pick because the readers pick me. And then best FM radio personalities, this is interesting. Paul Castronovo and young Ron Brewer. Because I know George is a big fan of their show.
Absolutely. Is that the readers' pick or theirs?
No, that's their pick. The Reader's Choice is a tie between Kenny and Footy on Y100 and Castronova and Young Ron. That's a tie. Where's Howard in all of that? Howard Sperm.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I don't see him. Well, I guess since he did this turn to the right, maybe that has something to do with it. So there's the radio buzz. Let's take up our calls because we got to get the poll on for today. We got to build it and shape it and form it and the poll, too. Here's Miami. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I've been listening for many, many years, and I enjoy your show, but I have noticed one thing, and it's not a critique, but
got two butts in there.
you seem to always want to trash a lot of people. I wanted to ask
you
a question.
So why not?
Well, but,
why not?
I mean, whatever.
Let me say this to you. I trash people I deem deserving of trashing. People
that's
who
fine.
I think are good people, I'll be more than happy to give them kudos, and I do it all the time.
That's fine. My question is, why are you such an angry man, and why are you going to die lonely?
First of all, I'm not an angry man, and secondly, I'm not going to die lonely. What does that mean? And thirdly, I'm so touched that you're so concerned about me.
I owe Carlos a dollar.
Yeah.
Because that was the George hater guy. He usually rips me.
Oh, I see. So now today he's ripping me. I'm not angry, and it's a radio show, asshole, and you're an asshole. They did use a different voice today, though. Right out of the box. That's why I'm an angry man, because of assholes like you, sir. My life is beautiful, other than assholes like you who have nothing to say. Here's a call from Boca. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
That was probably Kevin in Hollywood wants to date with George. Yes, sir.
I'm not ripping anybody.
Well, why not?
Well, I just got back from Amsterdam.
All right.
All right.
How was it?
It was great, except that with the euro exchange rate, I got 82 cents.
Yeah, isn't that pathetic?
Euro cents for a dollar.
Is that unbelievable? The Canadian dollar, which was 62 cents last year, is 72,
cents.
And now it's the euro is $1.16.
They get 56 cents, the Canadians.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Anyway, I got a funny story. You know that Club Paradise?
No.
It's just like a swing-type club over there, and a guy and two women walk into the place in their towels, just sitting and watching around like tourists, and it turns out they were Irish tourists who wanted to go dancing at the Paradiso Dance Club.
I see.
Shock of their lives when they were given towels and told to strip when entering the club.
Oi!
But they were good sports, and they laughed about it.
I hope they used some Irish Spring.
I hope so. Anyway, it's good to be back, but I'm just telling everybody that if you go to Amsterdam, expect to get beat on the dollar pretty bad at this point.
So was it crowded there?
No, not at all. Not at all. I've been there six times, and I'd say the least amount of people I've ever seen.
Really?
Really.
Uh-oh.
People aren't traveling. I breezed through customs. There wasn't, you know, like 15 lines at Miami Airport.
Yeah.
Not one line had, not one customs officer had a line. Just walked right through customs.
Wow.
Nobody's traveling. But, anyway, it's good to be back and good to hear you again.
Okay, thanks.
I tried to pull you up over there on the internet, but I couldn't get you.
Couldn't pull me in Amsterdam?
No.
I've been pulled in Amsterdam before. Okay, I'm glad you're back, Pally. Have a great day. See, I don't understand that because I could always hear it over there. Of course, that was right over the thing. Well, speaking of Amsterdam, Chong's bongs land in the hot water. Tommy Chong, an actor and comedian best known for Cheech and Chong movies since we've been movie intensive, pleaded guilty to violating federal drug paraphernalia laws as part of a federal crackdown on the sales of water pipes and miniature scales, reports Bloomberg News. Oh, it makes you want to cry, you know what?
Yeah.
We've got people getting blown up all over the world. We've got every kind of lunatic terrorist group out there just waiting to do our ass. And they're worried about miniature scales and water pipes. The actor's Chong Glass Company offered and sold thousands of marijuana pipes with Chong's picture through its website, the U.S. Justice Department said. The company manufactured and distributed the products from its Gardena, California headquarters. In February, the Justice Department announced similar charges against 55 people and companies. The arrests and seizures target a paraphernalia market that reaps as much as $1 billion in annual sales, prosecutors said. Prosecutors said Chong invested more than $290,000 in his family's paraphernalia business, Nice Dreams Enterprises. Under the plea agreement, Chong agreed to forfeit the chongglass.com domain name, all items of paraphernalia the U.S. seized, and any proceeds of the business. When he's sentenced in Pittsburgh in September, he faces as many as 5 years in prison and $250,000 fine. Chong and his partner, Cheech Marin, shot to fame in the late 70s, early 80s with a series of movies involving drug use and creative marijuana smuggling, including Up in Smoke, Still Smoking, and Nice Dreams. Oh, my God. Requiem for a Nightmare is what we're talking about. That's America for you.
Yes.
Tragic. How's Sarah doing, by the way? How's my friend Sarah Goldfarb?
Hey, Sarah, you're going to be on television.
27 after 9 at 560 WQM. Don't forget Monday, Scott Farrell and Goldie on the morning show. Hey, if you're in desperate need of a job, like probably Scott was, here's the answer. Forget about radio because it sucks. Get yourself some real training at Fast Train. Get started in a new high-paying computer job. In just 4 short months, you can have all the training you'll need to get yourself in one of these great jobs because computer professionals are in higher demand than ever before. So call Fast Train. There's no obligation. They'll explain to you how it works. Call 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. And don't forget, it's easy as pie because Fast Train offers convenient day, evening, and even weekend classes, and they're all over town, so there's about to be one convenient by you. Fast Train's got locations in Miami. They're in Kendall, Pembroke Pines, and Fort Lauderdale. 1-866-FAST-TRAIN's the number to call, or you can check them out on the web if you like at fasttrain.com. Get out of that dead-end job. Start making a big, fat paycheck every payday with a real computer job. And don't forget to register at fasttrain.com to receive your free American flag bumper sticker. Call Fast Train today, and be sure and tell them that Todd Dreck told you to call toll-free 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. Train.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
The Honey Junior.
R. Kelly. He's known for his seductive style, his suggestive lyrics, and for having relations with underage girls, which means now all of his songs are inappropriate. That's why Jailbait Records presents R. Kelly's greatest inappropriate hits with inappropriate tunes like... Oh, man, is that ever inappropriate? And that's why it's called R. Kelly's Greatest Inappropriate Hits, with improper favorites like Bump and Grind.
nights. It's R. Kelly's greatest inappropriate hits. You'll ask, what is this perv thinking? When you hear completely inappropriate songs like Sex Me, Your Body's Calling, Down Low, and his most recent inappropriate hit, Ignition.
Let me stick my key in your ignition, babe, so I can get this thing started and get rolling, babe. See, I'll be doing about 80 on your freeway.
Come on, R. Kelly. She's not even old enough to drive. So, she'll have to get a ride from her mom to pick up a copy of R. Kelly's Greatest Inappropriate Hits.
Hi, my name is R. Kelly. Please buy my new CD so I will have enough money to flee the country like Roman Polanski. Thank you very much.
R. Kelly's Greatest Inappropriate Hits. Available wherever record store owners have no scruples whatsoever.
931 at 560 WQM. Here's a lady in somewhere in Tampa. Hello.
Hi, Neil. Love your show.
Thank you.
I have a question for you. I've been dating this guy for a little while, and we're getting ready to consummate a relationship.
Uh-huh.
And he's uncircumcised. Should I do anything differently?
Yeah, dump his ass. Okay, now speaking of that, the Hot Couples Contest tomorrow. Isn't that a little bit strange the way the show is starting today? Have you noticed? Just a little bit on the strange side. Anyway, the Hot Couples Contest deadline for your pictures is tomorrow, Thursday, May 15. I just mentioned that in passing because it kind of slowed down to a crawl. We got about a dozen entrants, which is fine. But the point being that, what was their names, Aaron and Amy?
Right.
That everybody was oogling and ogling, getting all whipped up into a frenzy about Aaron and Amy. But the problem is they sent pictures separate, and we're a little bit, that ain't going to count. Because, again, the rules of the contest, people can log on to our website, neilrogers.com, email a picture of themselves with their significant other. Not like separately, not from some photo shoot in a model magazine, but like with their significant other. And, of course, if you don't do that, you don't qualify. And tomorrow will be the deadline by 9 a.m. by the start of the show. Tomorrow's the deadline. Then we'll put the pictures up on our website for a week. And next Thursday, May 22nd, couple with the most votes wins 3 days and two nights at for two at the Royal Oasis Resort and Casino in the Bahamas, with round-trip airfare on Laker Air, and runner-up gets dinner for two at the prestigious Pizza Loft. Aren't you a little bit suspicious about that whole deal?
Yes, I am.
I mean, anybody can take pictures out of a model, out of a fashion magazine, and send in pictures of models and say, hey, that's me, and then, you know. So we're just mentioning that in passing, plus, of course, if we prod them enough, maybe we'll get some more pictures. Now, yesterday we found out that JFK had a 19-year-old mistress.
Right.
An intern. Little mistress, a little Twinkie. Thank God that we didn't have Miss Grudge in her blue dress back in those days, and Ted Olson and Kenny Starr, you know? Now, we got a new book that says JFK snorted cocaine with actor Peter Lawford. They were snorting it. While the two stayed at Frank Sinatra's Palm Springs house in the late 50s, according to an excerpt from a tell-all book written by Sinatra's former valet. Writing about the close friendship between Sinatra and future U.S. President George Jacobs said, although the Rat Pack singer knew of Kennedy's weakness for women and went so far as to arrange liaisons for him, he would not have approved of his drug use. In an excerpt from his forthcoming book, Mr. S., released in the June edition of Playboy, Jacobs said he was present on several occasions in Palm Springs when Peter Lawford and the future president did lines of cocaine together in Lawford's guest rooms. The first time it happened, Jack must have seen the shocked look on my face. For my back, George Kennedy said to me with his bad boy wink, Jacobs wrote anything that Lawford pleaded with him not to tell Sinatra. And yada, yada, yada. Well, you go out and get that book right away, won't you?
No.
S? And, of course, we know what S stands for. Tonight's a big night, 10 o'clock on IFC, Independent Film Channel, Requiem for a Dream. Where's that music? Hello, Sarah. When are you going to be on television, Sarah? Sarah Goldfarb, she's one of our favorites.
Oy!
She is the definitive South Florida junkie, man. Perfect for us. 10 o'clock tonight, Independent Film Channel. If you don't have it, get somebody else who does have it to tape it for you. That's your homework assignment. Here's our poll question today. I know we get around to it sooner or later after these two stimulating calls that I took already. And let me ask you this. How did you know who the first caller was when you're not the one answering the calls?
Carlos was winking at me.
Really? Well, I think that could mean something else. Maybe he's jealous over the guy in Hollywood that where Kevin or whatever the guy's name was wanted a date.
Yeah.
Because that's what Clarence whispered, too, when you went out to take a dump this morning. He came in here and said he's kind of wants to stand on line, too. In fact, Clarence, he'll stand on line for anybody, anything that's warm. Even like one of those things you put in the toaster, those little Pop-Tarts. He'll stand in line for one of those. If he could just like kind of rub up against it, he'd enjoy it. Here's our poll question today. Who is your favorite... let me say it again. I can't even read my own damn poll. Who was your all-time favorite character from the movies? Now, this again, as usual, will take a little bit of explaining because the audience is a little, in case you haven't noticed over the years. Not who's your favorite actor, we've done that. Or actress, we've done that. Not who's, what's your favorite movie, we've done that. Not what your favorite lines are. Who is your favorite all-time character from the movies? Which doesn't require, in other words, when we put it on the poll, we're not going to put the actor or actress, we're not going to put the name of the movie, because if you don't know the who the character is, then obviously you wouldn't know anyway, right?
Right.
So I've got a short list. Howard Beale, Sarah Goldfarb, Don Corleone, Michael Corleone, Sonny Corleone. We had to put Santino on there because of...
Bing, you blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit.
And Frank Booth.
Heineken!
How about John Wilkes Booth and Shirley Booth? So that's our short list with Howard Beale, Sarah Goldfarb, Don Corleone, Michael Corleone, Santino, and Frank Booth. What are you faxing me this stuff? Cable, I already sent this to you and you're sending
no,
it back to me?
It's supposed to be a...
Cable provider to run ad critical of Bush. I faxed that to you this morning.
Okay, I thought it was a different one. I thought it was a more up-to-date one.
Kevin, believe me, you don't want to date George, okay? Although he is kind of desperate. Now here's a fax that says, I know this may be a bit lengthy, had to write this as my fax software free trail period's about to run out. That goes on. You and the boys have the most entertaining and provocative show out there. Yes, we do. Anyway, some poll ideas. Oh, I'll put that aside. I thought it was like something crucial. And then we got another piece of crap. Well, I tell you, the fax machine is humming. The phone is starting to smoke a little bit. We had those two idiotic calls to get a start. What more could you want? You know, we got Pharrell on the radio. He's going to be on 7 o'clock tonight. We got the New Times, loves me and the Mad Dog and the Humper as well. Loves everybody on the goddamn station. Give us a nice suck job in the New Times. Thank you so much. What more could you want? I mean, of course, in your case, probably some money. But they can't afford to pay you guys any money because I'm taking all the big bucks. Join George Boca, Brian Beaner Boy, and Super Slacker Miguel this afternoon, and they need to do this because of the fact they're not making the big bucks. 5 to 7 for happy hour at Treasure Island, located off the Palmetto, just north of the 122nd Street exit. This week's feature is the Super Soaker, Stephanie Evans. Stop by to check her out, enjoy drink specials, and win some prizes. 5 to 7 at Treasure Island. What did you drop in that I didn't hear at all?
Squirt.
Oh, from 5 to 7 at Treasure Island. He just can't control himself, can he, Beaner Boy? Just like the people have been saying, cackling and dominating and dropping in all kinds of drop-ins. Yesterday, I'm doing a thing about a movie he hasn't even seen yet, and he's dropping that in when he doesn't even know the goddamn movie, Sent by a Woman, or whatever the hell it was. You know what he said, Sent by a Woman? Horrible movie. Don't waste your time seeing it. So last night, George was going to watch The Game.
Right.
Excellent movie with Michael Douglas.
Even though I realized I already saw it.
Didn't see it, though, because of the fact it was storming and the power went out and it was like the end of the world. It's sunny and beautiful today here in Toronto, I should point out. It's a beautiful day. Going to be 61 today, 60-ish. Nice crisp in the air. Not a cloud in the sky. And the rumor I'm hearing is that if it's either 95 in the shade or it's raining and thundering and lightning and no power. And a real mess is what I'm hearing. So I'll stay here, and I'm sure the people are saying
all right.
They're happy about that. Except, of course, for that first guy who wants a date with me.
Live and local, this is 560. The radio's all yours.
And he actually stole all about it.
QAM.
Just tell me what your problem is.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Captain. I'm experiencing a mood swing.
Mrs. Bones, you're needed on the bridge. Mrs. Spock is under attack by her, you know.
Damn it, Mrs. Jim. You just made my soup leg fall. I'm a homemaker, not a gynecologist.
Did I give off that role, Mrs. Captain?
Keep your hands to yourself, Mr. O'Hara, but report to my quarters in 15 minutes.
All right, baby.
Miss Sulu, chart a course for Frozen Gladiator 3.
The Wives of Star Trek, coming to a theater near you.
Beam up the Avon representative, Mrs. Scotty. Moisturize.
944 at 560 WQAM. So anyway, somebody says Darth Vader. That was the inspiration why I played that.
Yep.
As if I need an excuse. That was kind of cute.
That won the villain poll when I took it, by the way.
Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Whoopee-doo. Anyway, what do you mean it won the villain poll?
Well,
as opposed to, like, Dracula and Frankenstein and stuff like that? Darth Vader?
Yeah.
See, that's a generation thing. That's very unfortunate. At any rate, R.P. McMurphy from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is a great choice. These are on a fax machine. I've already taken the liberty to add these because it's my show. And Charlie Chan is a good choice. Don't you think, Charlie Chink?
Sure. Never saw a movie, but yeah.
You didn't?
Never saw a Charlie Chan movie.
Well, why the hell not?
You tell me.
Well, there's something to add to your list after the first 600. So George never got to see the game, although he realizes after seeing the beginning he already seen it a zillion years ago on cable.
Right.
But then the power went out for hours and hours and hours. What a shame.
Boiling
South Florida.
In a mug.
What a sad, sad thing. By the way, Scott Farrell, don't unpack, okay, sweetheart? He'll hate it in about 5 minutes, especially after they call him and rip him an ass on air. He's probably used to that. Just give him that gravelly sound, Scott. See, I'm not going to, like, jump all over him because I don't know. He may be a really good guy, although George said otherwise. Of course, you're doing the same thing with him you did with Mo. You know, you're poisoning the ear.
Right, right.
Didn't you say all kinds of crap about him this morning?
Sure
well,
did.
One in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And have you met Scott Farrell?
No.
See, there you go. Doesn't even know. Although I will say, Scott, I got a little advice before you start tonight.
Take off those checkered pants.
Yeah, because otherwise he'll get lumped in with that vulgar crowd like Mo, and that's not a good way to get started.
Take off those checkered pants.
Yeah, okay. Calm down, Mo. Calm down. And of course, Mo, you can just imagine, is hyperventilating. He's probably driving about 400 miles an hour on his way back home up to a Boca because...
You asshole!
Because all his contretemps about how they have to add Scott Farrell to the morning show to inject some humor in there. And of course, you know what happens once they slide somebody in like that. Then eventually, not too much further down the road, they slide somebody else out, if you catch my drift. You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
So maybe that's why they were, like, praying for that winter book to be, like, a real bomb. And then Mo shocked them all by throwing a good number in there. Nice going, Mo. Nice going. In fact, I think we're going to start taking his side just to piss off Greg. Don't you think that's a good
sure
idea to get even with Greg for all the sores he's laid on us, in spite of the great numbers we've given him for 5 years plus, and how little they've done in return, other than my check, how little they've done in return as in nothing?
Yeah, but
11 o'clock, we'll put the poll up there, Beaner. I'm just mentioning that for Beaner and Eric so they can get their signals together. Your all-time favorite character from the movies, Howard Beale, Sarah Goldfarb, Don Corleone, Michael Corleone, Sonny Corleone, Frank Booth, Charlie Chan, R.P. McMurphy, and Darth Vader. This is going to be great. This is an interesting start to the list. Keep in mind, separate in your mind the actor, the actress, the movie, all of these things from the character. This is probably the toughest of them all, wouldn't you say?
No.
You don't think so?
Movie
well, not
line.
For you it wasn't, no, because you voted for Frank Booth. But I voted for Howard Beale, and I really would have liked to have voted for Don Corleone. I mean, how can you not love Don Corleone?
You can act like a man! What can I do?
See?
Right.
And I do love him, and
he
I love a lot of... But Howard Beale, there was only one Howard Beale. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Here's Miramar. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Great.
Hey, yeah, it's a good thing you mentioned that about Chong, man. I mean, you're right, but it's enough to make you cry, man. It sucks.
It is.
Bro.
It's pathetic.
I mean, and it's like, I mean, it just goes to show, I mean, there's nothing to stop these fascists who are running this country, man.
Not just that country, but now they're even twisting the Canadians' arm and making them an offer they can't refuse here so that they're having to, like, water down their marijuana decriminalization law. They're having, like, to pacify the U.S.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's nothing to stop us, man. I mean, and it's just, and you know, like you say, man, the whole American public is just, you know?
That's exactly it. You did that very well.
Yes.
No, that was it. I think that was the definitive description of the American public's state of mind right now.
Yeah, man. I mean, shit, bro. I mean, what are we gonna do, Neil?
Yeah. Okay. Have a great day, Pally. I hit it. Did you hit it?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Well, why not?
All right. Now I did.
Well, it's too late now.
No.
You don't want Tom
Jicka
to write another one of those things, do you? That's all we need is Tom Jicka with his four-letter word of the week column. The week is appropriate for his column. He's got all the new network shows on there. He's got like 75 columns in a row about that again. Tom, you're so lame. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating, man. You're a joke. You're an industry joke. 5670560 pound. And did the Sun Sentinel have anything? Now, I could be wrong. I could have missed it. I scoured their website. They have anything on Scott Farrell?
No.
No. Of course, they don't have the inside line like Barry Jackass does to Greg's house or wherever Greg is hanging out these days. 5670560 pound 560. Now, what are those little, what does that mean? What are like the little stars he's putting on there? Is that like a new symbol you're putting or is that just an accident?
No, that's so I know which ones I, don't let on. But that way they don't bother and call me every 5 seconds.
Wait, so I'm supposed to put them on but you're not going to? Is that it?
Why would you put them on? You can just keep doing what you're doing.
Here's Miami, hello.
Did he say shit?
Oh, brother. I told you, don't put that guy on. Didn't I tell you that?
He won't listen.
Here's Miami Lakes. Hello. Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm sorry. Good morning.
Yeah, and buenos to you.
My all-time favorite movie character has been James Bond. Is that okay?
Well, that's great. I mean, there's been several James Bonds, but I guess, that's a tough one because there have been so many different James Bonds. There's only been one of each of these other characters.
But there's only one James Bond.
Well, which one is that? Sean Connery?
That's all James Bond. It's the character, not who. Exactly.
No, you're wrong. It's not the character. That's the point. That's like saying Sherlock Holmes
is a character.
Yeah.
I like the Roger Moore one.
Okay, well, that's what I'm going to put down. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
See, Roger Moore. No, in that case, when there's been like,
Yeah, well, has Charlie Chan been more
just
than
put
one
down,
guy?
Well, not to any extent,
Buck
no.
Rogers, I thought that's what a character was, independent of the actor.
How can you compare Sean Connery as James Bond with Roger Moore?
I'm not, but we're talking the definition of a word.
What you're doing is nitpicking, is what you're doing.
Right.
And what you're doing is being extraordinarily and unbelievably, unacceptably annoying. Would you agree, Beaner Boy?
What?
Who is your all-time favorite character from the movies? Now, the character is defined by who plays it if there are a bunch of different ones.
Okay.
That would be like saying Batman.
Right.
Right?
He's a character.
Has Batman been played by the same actor in movies?
No question.
Ever?
No, never.
Well guess what?
Maybe
it's
twice.
My poll, and that's the way I'm doing it, okay? In fact, you're right. I'm going to cross it out. Just put James Bond. Because if we do that, then we'll have to have James Bond with Sean Connery. And who else played James Bond? There was one other one.
There was the one before him that had only made one movie.
Timothy Dalton.
No, whoever. So we don't have the luxury of putting 75,000 choices on the poll, especially for an audience that goes like that all the time. So forget about it. And speaking of forget about it, should have had a hell of a lot more votes yesterday than it got.
Yep.
5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's really hard to pick one character over the years, you know.
Yes, it is. That's why we did it. I mean, if it was simple, what would be the point of doing it?
Well, my vote would be for Alex DeLarge, Clockwork Orange.
Oh, I need to change my vote.
Or Chauncey Gardner and being there. It's like a tie.
No. Try one.
All right, Alex DeLarge.
Alex will do.
Okay, thanks, Neil.
Tom, bring his own toothpicks. Okay, thank you. That's a good choice.
Excellent.
And there was only one guy that Malcolm McDowell was the only one that played that character, so we don't have to put down this one or that one. There's not a whole bunch of Alexes. It was Alex Bennett. 5670560, #560. Now, is there something going on with these lines here? Or? No, I guess not. Maybe they just don't like this poll question, okay? Because it certainly isn't scintillating the way the other ones have been. And to me, like I said, I think this is the most interesting one of all. Although when you do the James Bond, you just say the character. I don't know.
They know who you're talking about. Everybody will pick it based on their favorite version of it.
So in other words, we could put Sherlock Holmes?
Sure.
Nah.
I mean, Darth Vader was three different guys.
Yeah. How do you know?
Oh, that's a good
point.
Are
you sure? Were you checking out of the outfit? Were
no.
you checking out of the headgear?
That's a good point.
Yeah, so you better double check. Clarence said he'll do it for you. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. Here's Miami. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Don't know his name, but Lee Ermey, the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket.
Sergeant. What's his name?
He doesn't know the name of the character, so we can't do it yet.
Sergeant something. Well, somebody will know, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
I know the actor's name.
Well, we don't care about what the actor's name is. It's not the same pool.
Right.
But I'll just go into my book and look up Full Metal Jacket. How do you like that? How does that strike you? Hopefully right in the head. Full Metal Jacket. Here's a Funeral Parade of Roses. Baro no Soretsu. What the hell is that? What kind of language is that? Well, that's a Japanese movie with Toshio Matsumoto. What am I looking for? Full Metal Jacket. There's Full Monty. Let's see. Full Metal Jacket. The first half of Kubrick's movie steers clear of Southeast Asia, yada, yada, yada. It's got to name the character, doesn't it?
It must.
Private Joker.
Right.
Private Joker.
It's going to be Drill Sergeant or Master Sergeant, something like that.
No. Oh, and look at that. They actually have that word in here. Tom Jick, I better write a column about my Time movie book. They have the S word in there. It doesn't have the name of the character. So somebody will know, okay? We'll somebody who saw the movie. Sergeant somebody. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T, and this is a tough one. That's one of the reasons.
Gunnery Sergeant Hartman.
That's it.
Gunnery Sergeant. Does he have a first name?
That's all that it says here. Gunnery Sergeant Hartman. I don't think they use his first name in the movie.
Really?
Yeah, because he's a drill sergeant, so they're not allowed.
He's a drill sergeant? That's the kind of clearance he's looking for. 5, 6, 7. Oh, and that's so good for Pi, too. If you see Pi at the end of the movie, he sticks the drill in his head. Well, I mean, it's a good movie to see, but it's not going to ruin it for you. Because, I mean, if you can't tell that watching that thing all the way through.
Yeah, that's all right.
I mean, if you had a thing like that growing on the side of your head, you'd probably put a drill in it, too, to try to make it go away. Here's a call from Hollywood. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
How about Randall Patrick McMurphy?
He's on there, R.P. McMurphy.
Oh, he is?
Yes, okay. Sir. He was one of the first ones.
Then I'd have to go with Chance from the caller before.
Go with who?
Chauncey, Peter Sellers, and Being There.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Thanks. That's a great movie, by the way. Shirley MacLaine.
Mm-hmm.
Chauncey.
Chauncey Gardner.
Chauncey what?
Gardner.
He was a gardener. Wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Well, his name was Chance. And he was a gardener, but they screwed his name up, so they kept calling him Chauncey Gardner all the way through the movie.
Yeah, well, you like that scene with Shirley MacLaine in bed. That's the scene you like.
Okay.
Hey, listen, you know, she at least had the right part.
Okay.
It may have been a little old and moldy, but
yeah.
Chauncey Gardner, Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, Alex DeLarge, and see, we're purposely not going to put down the name of the movie or the actor or actress, because if you don't know that, then, what's your qualification to vote, huh?
Right.
What's your qualification to vote? Probably the same as like in that 2000 presidential election, okay? You're breathing. I think they should only let just a small handful of us vote, starting with nobody that likes Bush. That should be the first requirement. Don't you think that's a good start?
Sure.
So George and I will vote. Oh, that's right. George can't vote. He's an illegal alien.
I can vote illegally.
Well, it's Florida, isn't it?
Right. It doesn't stop anybody else.
9:57 at 560 WQM. Here's something that's legal. The Lights of West Boca, a great store for all you fat people out there. You folks who are desperate to lose the weight. The people that are on the low-carb and sugar-free diets, including the Atkins. This store is entirely dedicated to you. Everything they have in the store is for you. And right now they're introducing their new almond snack cakes by Control Carb. They come in blueberry, banana, or classic almond. Each serving, each has only one effective gram of carbs. And you can try Delight's new chocolate raspberry muffin also with only 1 gram of carbs. If you like something crunchy and munchy to chew on, try one of their 3 new flavors of low-carb bracket chips. Or Clarence says he's got something munchy for you, too. So whether it's Carbolite, ice cream, breads, rolls, cheesecakes, chocolates, pasta and sauces, or any of the other 600 low-carb foods, Delights of West Boca is a place you're going to love shopping, and their staff knows dieting inside and out. They're helpful. They're open every day, 7 days a week, 10 to 10, and they carry the most complete line of Atkins brand products in the world. And even better news is the Atkins products are always 25% off all day, every day. Sukkot, Easter Sunday, you name the day, and they're always 25% off. So head for the number one low-carb sugar-free store in the world. It's the Lights of West Boca on the northeast corner of Glades and 441, right next to Boston Market. You can call them toll-free at 1-877-LOW-CARB or check them out on the web at lowcarb.com. Don't forget, there's only one D Lights of West Boca. It's your official Atkins Retail Center.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Or David's a bitch.
Yes.
Make a pass with my fat ass sitting down watching the news.
You asshole.
I just don't want to use my brain or develop my own views. Now they all smile so smugly, all the pundits that I see, like I'm Fox and Friends. I believe they're my friends, and they really care about me. I know it's true, convincing too, 'cause I saw it on TV. I know that man there in the White House has the goodness of the Lord. I lost my job, my money's gone, that's what I blame Clinton for. They came for my family, 'cause they did not agree. But I have nothing to hide, so I should be alright until they come for me. I know it's true, convincing too, 'cause I saw it on TV. I've got the proof, and it makes it true.
You're the boss.
'Cause I saw it on TV.
Look at there, people see it.
10:03 at 560 WQAM. Radio talk show host to keep seat on Broward Diversity Panel. That's big news again. Another gigantic spread in the Sun Sentinel. Big story. Mr. Ego will stay on the Broward County School Diversity Board. Anybody care?
No.
No. Thanks to his good buddy Marty Rubenstein. Boy, talk about incestuous relationships. Talk about another ego trip. Talk about more bullcrap about nothing. Big Arnie, chronic factor Big Arnie, says for our poll today, Inspector Clouseau. You know, I'm thinking about this poll, and usually I'm pretty comfortable and happy with the way I'm doing the poll.
Mm-hmm.
I may not have done this right. Is that possible?
No.
No. I mean, could I make a mistake? Oh. Because, I don't know. I think the premise is okay, but...
No, I think it's fine.
Do you?
Yeah. Inspector Clouseau.
Who is your... I'm not talking about that one. Who's your favorite all-time character from the movies? Well, for example, Johnny Depp. And how come, since we were Johnny Depp intensive the other day, nobody ever said Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, where he plays Hunter S. Thompson?
It was discussed on one of the movie polls that we did.
I thought he did a great job in that.
Yeah, but I never saw it. I didn't even know he was in it.
Doesn't even look like him.
Oh, like I said. Anyway, so Hunter S. Thompson I'm putting down because that's the character he plays.
Correct.
And somebody faxed that in. Okay, here's the list, and maybe it's okay. I'm just the James Bond thing is disturbing to me. Because it would seem to me that if you're going to do this and get any significance from how people feel about it, you'd have to know which James Bond people like the best. Not just the character. See, I think you're full of crap. I mean, just in general principle, I think you're full of crap, but especially on this.
But if
James...
If James Bond was their favorite character because, say, Sean Connery's portrayal of it...
Right.
Then that's who they're referring to when they choose that.
Well, how do we know that?
We don't. And we don't care.
Okay, why not be like our sales department? We don't care. Did you just fax me that thing from Pompano Park or did...
I faxed nothing.
Oh, then that came either from Pompano directly or from Troy the Boy. Let me take a look and see what... Because now his new deal is he just blank sheets of paper, stuff scrawled out. You talk about a sales department that's just gone to hell in a handbasket. Not that they were any good in the first place. Let me see where this came from. What is that all about? No, it came from you.
I just faxed something.
You faxed me? Well, the reason you wouldn't know is because it doesn't have anything on top. It's just a sheet of paper.
Carlos faxed something.
I faxed that.
I see. And you notice what I'm saying? You wouldn't even know what the hell it was unless you go through reading it. Troy, I'm going to tell you, you've been here long enough. You've now joined officially the QM sales department.
Oh!
He doesn't give a crap. Troy used to be our one great hope, our one great dark hope. Troy Stratford. A big improvement over
Roy!
His predecessor, but not anymore. He's caved in. He just doesn't give a crap. Not only doesn't he care enough to send his very best, he's lately sending his very worst. You suck, Troy. You fit right in. In fact, you know who probably is the one that turned him? Raymond.
Oh.
Yeah, because according to Beaner Boy, Raymond's a major asshole. That's what he told him this morning.
Well, he's got two votes.
Who is your all-time favorite character from the movies? Howard Beale, Sarah Goldfarb, Don Corleone, Michael Corleone, Sonny Corleone. Hey, Santino, how's it going, baby?
Bing, you blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit.
Frank Booth, Charlie Chan, R.P. McMurphy. Now, he should get a lot of votes.
Sure.
Darth Vader. James Bond, Alex DeLarge, Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, who probably, was his name Phil? Hey, Phil. Chauncey Gardner, Hunter S. Thompson, D. Jones. Who the hell was D. Jones? That was on one of the faxes. Oh, Raiders of the Lost Ark. I didn't see that.
Oh, Indiana Jones.
Oh, and that's going to get Kevin and Hollywood all upset. You guys have such a little... I don't want to see Raiders of the Lost Ark, okay? I don't want to see any of those action Indiana Jones and the Planet of the Rapes or whatever that was. I want to see those. I don't care about those.
The Planet of the Rapes is funny.
I don't care. I don't care. What is it, gang rape?
All through it.
I see. Well, it mows on a receiving end, then we find it most amusing.
And I have an addition that was called in during the break.
Well, just a minute. Just relax, okay? We got till noon before we start playing the comedy bits. Oh, thank God it's Wednesday. Because this just, we're not getting a response here today we have on these other ones, so maybe I'm milking the movie thing. Brian, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, to paraphrase you, don't confuse the actor with the character. Now, George is right. You're getting away from what your original premise was. You want the actor or do you want the character? Like if I say Superman, do you want Reeves, the guy from the TV series back in the 50s, or do you want the Superman that broke his neck, whatever his name is?
George,
I mean,
Steve
what do you
Reeves.
Want?
Christopher Reeves.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, there was George Reeves and it was Christopher Reeves. How do you like that?
Okay, well, the thing is,
and then there was Jim Reeves,
it doesn't matter, like
singer.
George says. It's the actual character, like you said.
Okay,
at the very
I'm convinced.
Did you have a stroke or something? I mean, that's what you want.
Right.
I mean, that's your premise. Don't confuse the actor with the character.
See, but you're giving me directions again now. See, like that one fact, you give me directions.
Well, you know, get your act together. I mean, one thing or the other, Neil. Get it together.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Calm down. Just a goddamn radio show, okay? Quit taking it so serious. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No, that's right. I forgot.
It's
very
pivotal.
Serious. It is life and death. This is our life and death poll today. 5670560. But I don't agree. I'm not convinced.
Well, it's two different questions.
I'll do it this way because otherwise although it doesn't make it that complicated. How many characters are there of any import who have been played to any degree by more than one person?
If it's a big character, a lot.
Dracula?
Right. Like maybe 20, 30 guys have played Dracula.
Superman?
Likewise.
Batman?
Mm-hmm.
James Bond?
And some characters.
Sherlock Holmes?
Right. As a matter of fact, that's another poll or series of polls that you can take. Who did the
All
best?
Right.
James Bond, you know.
No, you do that. No,
no,
I'm not
I'm
doing
not gonna
that.
I'm not going to do that.
Who is the best James Bond? How long is that poll going to last?
A week?
How many votes are we going to get on that?
None.
Yeah, that's about good. That's perfect for your polls. That's about how many votes you get anyway.
Yeah.
George's whole audience votes three times. 5670560. Hey, listen, if you could just get the publicity Mr. Ego's getting there. Oh, and you know what? Here's another interesting thing. You remember that fax the other day, Rich, why don't I put Steve Kane on
right.
Tefillin? That was a Jewish fax. He was talking about Tefillin. Isn't it interesting that in the 9 to 10 hour during the summer months and any other time that George fills in doing the show? Not that I want to go to bat for George, because believe me, that's a tough assignment. But you're up against him. Does Mr. Ego make a dent?
No.
Does he have any number?
No.
Whether I'm on, George is on?
No.
It doesn't make any difference if we got the test pattern on, okay? He still has got, like, fractions, okay? All right? So trying to give me a solid answer about how George is so ponderous and he's terminal and boring, which, you know, all of those things have got a point. But, I mean, compared to Mr. Ego, he's, phenomenal. Like a Mexican jumping bean compared to that old, stale, contrived right-wing crap. God.
Hey.
Oh, how about putting Mr. Ego? In addition to which, I thought he had a job.
Right.
Even though it's on a station that nobody knows what it is and nobody wants to hear it in the first place, we already thought he was gainfully employed. And certainly getting a hell of a lot more publicity than George will ever get.
Just wait till I join the diversity board.
Here's a fax from Glenda. Says, I realize that AM format restricts the language of the movie quotes you can put on the air. Well, what do you mean AM format? What about FM? Could we say this on FM?
No.
It's the American F and Way, Glenda. But since the poll is really an internet situation, perhaps you can hint at or even bleep forbidden words in quotes while allowing. Well, we're not doing quotes today. That was yesterday. And we don't bleep them out on the internet. We put the word on there. We had the F word on one. Didn't we?
Yes, we did.
For example, my favorite quote from Blue Velvet when Dennis Hopper says, I'll F anything that moves. I'll bet, given the chance, many of us would have given that. Well, we could have put that on there.
We could have. Nobody called it in.
Right. Also, why are cartoons not part of the pool? Sure, George will cover the comic book situation in excruciating detail over our long, hot summer. you don't do comic book shows, do you?
I did one.
But cartoons are a valid movie art and do deserve to be included. Well, how many cartoons can you name? Like, what's your favorite cartoon character? Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig, Felix the Cat.
Superman, Batman.
It says, my pick for all-time favorite character would have to be Bugs Bunny, my favorite quote. Hey, what's up, Doc? Okay, well, Glenda, thank you so much.
Maybe we should have Glenda fill in.
10:13 at 5:60. They just keep on coming, baby.
Oh!
Yeah, let's hear it. The hits just keep on coming at the Pizza Loft, with two locations in Broward for you now. What a great place. Not one of these fancy schmancy places where you have to walk in dressed to the hilt. It's just a nice family, a laid-back kind of atmosphere. The food is fresh. It's delicious. It's cooked to order. No lumpy, mushy pasta. Everything is just like the fallen snow. That's how fresh it is. And Jeff Cohen's a pretty fresh guy, too, okay? And the food just keeps getting better and better. The pizza love. The original Broward location is in Davie. To show you what courage this man has got there on University Drive between Griffin and 595 and the Pizza Loft Plaza right behind Pier 1 Imports, kitty corner of the new Armadillo Cafe, zillions and zillions of free parking spaces right in front, and delicious, sensational Italian goodies. They got chicken dishes and veal and seafood, three different kinds of great pizza, including that fugazi. They got calzone, super subs, the best garlic rolls you've ever popped in your puss, and all your favorite pasta dishes, too. And the prices are so low you can take the whole family and a whole gang back over and over again. Here's the number for takeout delivery and whatever in Davie and for catering, 954-916-8880. 954-916-8880. And now open also in Plantation out by me where there's a dearth, I mean a desperate need for restaurants like this, and we got one now. The Pizza Loft is in Plantation on the corner of Knob Hill and Sunrise right behind Walgreens. And for takeout delivery and catering at that location, call 954-382-1999. The same great food, the same gigantic, humongous portions, and the same teeny tiny prices waiting for you in Plantation, Knob Hill and Sunrise behind Walgreens. Call 954-382-1999 for the newest world flaming pizza law.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
I am Dr. Gupta. I will be performing your heart surgery today.
Hiya, Doc. What do you know? What do you say?
How are you feeling, Mr. David?
Like I've been into a York peppermint patty. What do you think I feel like over here?
Well, it's a simple heart valve procedure. Just breathe deeply into the mask and you won't feel a thing.
Say, I went under fast. I can't move or nothing. Look at that. He's opening my chest now. By the way, son, Dr. Gupta's taken off his pants. And now he's, what the, raping my chest cavity. Hey, stop. Do you know who I am? There's nothing I can do. He's raping my chest. And I can't move.
It was a beautiful funeral, Mo. Even if I was the only one who showed up, you were like a father to me. Well, looks like it's time for me to do what I always wanted to do.
What do you think you're doing dancing on my grave?
No! I thought you were dead, Mo!
Of course I'm dead. I'm a zombie, you moron.
No! You know what that means, Mo. I gotta kill you now.
And how do you propose to do that since I'm already dead?
Well, it's something I never told you, Mo.
Yeah, what's that?
I'm Gildy, the vampire slayer.
Big deal.
Now I got to stab you with my throbbing stab.
Knock yourself out, punk. I'm in a mud hole, see? Why are
you... The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
10:20 at 5:60. A lot of movie stuff in that bit I just noticed for the first time.
Right.
Anyway, we're not doing this right. I told you I had like a bad, sick, disgusting feeling in the pit of my stomach. Because I'm looking at all these faxes, which you sent me about 7,500 of them, mm-hmm. And you're going to have to specify the movie on a lot of these.
But again, because when we were discussing it before the show, if they don't know the movie, if they don't know the name of the character, then how can it be their favorite character?
Oh, and Rich Pachter's out of control. Didn't we discuss this before the show today? Out of control. Was Rich, get a life, okay? Yes, okay. We did discuss it, and you're the one that said it.
Carlos was bitching about somebody calling on an inside line. He didn't tell me that that's who it was.
Rich Pachter?
Oh, no, not the inside line. No, the hotline. I think that's who it was this morning calling on the hotline.
Saying what?
We didn't get it, or I got it, and it sounded like a lot of noise. Maybe.
Then how do you know who it was?
Because he called yesterday on that hotline.
Rich Pachter?
Yeah.
To say what?
I don't recall.
Go away, Rich, okay? You're a good guy, but get lost. Just out of control. See, this is what happens when listeners decide that they become a little bit too much, too important. Even the fat man, the fat Rich, didn't call on the bat line yesterday, did he? No, he did not. And he's got that number. He didn't call on that line. Just a disgrace. Rich Pachter, who used to be a good guy, but he's turned into a chronic. I mean, I can't believe this guy. Well, I'll give you the list, okay? Harry Callahan, Dirty Harry, okay, that's fine. Carl Spackler from Caddyshack. I knew it wouldn't be too long before we have a Caddyshack one. That's the QAM crowd. Hercule Poirot. Agatha Christie's Hercule Poirot, P-O-I-R-O-T. You got it?
Yep.
Played by several actors, so like I've been trying to tell you, you can't put down which one you will like the best. See, that takes away all the fun from this poll.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
I think that other guy that you paid to call before, I think you're both full of crap.
Well, you could make it the other way, but then just add a line to the question.
See, no, you don't need another line. Who's your favorite character? Sean Connery's James Bond.
All right.
See?
Okay. Whatever you want.
I don't think it's that complicated.
It's not complicated.
Okay, now see, the comic book character, if you were to say Superman or Batman, that's fine. Because it's always the same. But to try to compare Sean Connery's James Bond with Roger Moore, for example, is like comparing apples with fruitcakes.
We're not
there's
comparing.
No comparison there. Yes, you are.
So it's Bram Stoker's Dracula that we're putting on there?
No, it's not. See, that's the interesting part of it, is the Bram Stoker's Dracula. I don't understand that. It didn't make any sense to me. Bram Stoker wrote it, okay?
Right.
Todd Browning directed the great version, the Bela Lugosi,
right.
The definitive Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Not Gary Oldman?
Yeah, Gary Oldman. I give up. Like I said, you talk. Now, here's the list that says, I have to represent the retards for the poll. Please put Forrest Gump. Yeah, we can put him down if you want. But then you'll have to put the name of the movie. Carl from Sling Blade. See, you can't just put Carl.
No.
That's my point.
I'm sure he had a last name in the movie.
Oh, well, nobody's going to know what that is. Just put Carl in parentheses. Now I have to fight. Not only the audience, I got to fight them, too, today. If I would have known this, I'd have called in sick the next several days. Carl from Sling Blade. Charlie Flowers for Algernon. Fagadorn. We're not putting him on there.
Also for the drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket, I like him a lot as a character, and I didn't know his name, so I think that's one that we should put drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket on there. Or at least Full Metal Jacket.
Sergeant Hartman?
Right.
Was it Mary Hartman or Phil Hartman? I thought you said it was Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, who didn't have a first name.
Right, but nobody's going to know that that's the guy from Full Metal Jacket, even the people that, like...
So put Full Metal Straight Jacket in parentheses on it. That's what I'm trying to tell you, you lazy little spick. That's what get with it. Anyway, this fax goes on. It says, I know the Corleones are most obvious from The Godfather, but what about Fat Clemenza?
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Sure, I have no problem with that. He's a great character. Just because you love The Godfather doesn't mean necessarily it's got to be Marlon Brando or it's got to be James Caan or Al Pacino that was your favorite character. It could be any of those others. Who is your favorite character from the movies of all time? That's all. How about Baby Jane? How about Betty Davis and Baby Jane? Could be your favorite character, right?
Right.
I'm just mentioning that. Nobody has voted for it yet, but it certainly should be on there.
Baby Jane?
Baby Jane.
Got it.
Now you better put the name of the movie down. Now here's another one. Could you please put Hank from Me, Myself, and Irene, played by Jim Carrey, says Anthony in North Miami. Well, see, you're going to have to put down the name of the movie, because if you just put down Hank, it could be any Hank.
That was funny.
Could be Tom Hank. Could be Hank from Passions, you know, big, tall, goofy Hank that stands around and just looks good, don't say nothing.
Duh.
You know, Hank. By the way, don't forget, we had a tremendous response on Scott Farrell being on the station, haven't we? No calls, huh? Well, they don't know who that is. We don't have the sports crowd. Just wait. Just wait till the sports crowd hears that scratchy, gravelly voice. Bah! You know. They're going to say, this is us. This be us. Favorite character is Sparky Griswold in the Vacation movies. And Beetlejuice. Then you say...
I'm writing them down.
Okay. Favorite character, the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz. There you go. I'll see you're going to have to put the movie. Wicked Witch, Wizard of Oz. Got it? I'm just putting the information out. You fax it along to Eric, and then you can get into a big brawl with him, okay? However you want to do it. Because I still say I've done something very bad with this thing today. They've been so good, and yesterday we did almost 300,000 hits on the website. We had a tumultuous response even during these dog days of post Pesach and Easter, which is almost impossible in South Florida.
Yeah.
But I think we pushed it to the limit.
I think it's fine.
You do?
Doesn't have to be complicated. They call, they fax, they say a name, we write it down, we put it on the poll, we vote, we listen to bits.
I think what you're basically trying to say is we don't give a crap.
Oh.
And I would certainly second that emotion. 1026 at 560 WQM. I'll tell you where they give a crap, which is why they're still around. And that's Hallett-Pontiac GMC. The Neil deals just keep rolling out there like they're on an assembly line at Hallett-Pontiac. And that's why Tom Lehman and Joe Prieto invite you to come in and take advantage of these special Neil deals right now of this great pair. Neil deal number one, get 0% financing for 60 months on every 2003 Pontiac or GMC in stock. And Neil deal number two, get yourself up to a $4,000 rebate on every 2003 GMC and Pontiac in stock. And attention current and former military personnel, get yourself an additional $750 rebate from your friends at Hallett Pontiac. And as always, Hallett's got a gigantic, humongous, unbeatable selection of certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs without a single lemon on the lot. And as far as credit is concerned, it's a piece of cake at Hallett-Pontiac because no matter how marginal your credit may be, even if you want some new Greg Reed, they'll still cut you a deal at Hallett-Pontiac. And don't forget, when you're at Hallett, be sure and test drive the all-new, spiffy, and powerful Pontiac Grand Prix 2. Hallett-Pontiac still cranking out unbeatable deals at 13401 South Dixie Highway. That's US 1 across from the Falls, open every day, 7 days a week. For more information, call the Neil Deal Hotline, toll-free. It's 1-888-534-4211. That's 1-888-534-4211. Don't forget, all Neil deals subject to credit approval. See dealer for details. Hallett-Pontiac GMC. When you do your car shopping there, you'll agree with us. These folks definitely are professional grade.
Live and local. We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Roger Scott.
Coming up tonight on Inside the Behind the True Hollywood Celebrity Music Biography Profile Story. We take a good, hard, stiff look into stardom. If only they had waited a few more years, they could have ridden an unexpected wave of popularity surrounding the consumption of human flesh. They were fine young cannibals.
Well, we figured our name was pretty radical, so who'd ever identify with a cannibal, you know?
Fine Young Cannibals lead singer, Roland Gift.
So what happens? We tank in 1989, and 2 years later, it's Silence of the F***ing Lambs, mate!
1991's Oscar winner, Silence of the Lambs, was about a man who ripped people's faces off and ate their livers and brains. Clearly, he was that year's prestige picture.
It was me gave Roland the idea of hooking up with Anthony Hopkins. You know, Hannibal the Cannibal.
Fine Young Cannibal's financially strapped manager, Slappy Gold, was the inspiration behind a series of spoken word recordings featuring Hannibal Lecter interpreting the works of Fine Young Cannibals. I can't stop the way I feel. Things you do don't seem real. She drives me crazy. Ooh, ooh. Like no one else. Ooh, ooh. She drives me crazy. And I can't help myself.
I admit, I made an error in judgment. We paid Sir Anthony 15 million quid, and we sold, let me see here, 9 copies.
Rumor has it that the rest of the band was so despondent, they ate each other. Of course, they didn't make very good food. They're British. It's a big, juicy, sobbing wet look at show business tonight on Inside the Behind.
Oh, look at this. Here's an endorsement for Scott Farrell from Lynn Samuel. She says, in New York City, before the huge blow-up with Opie and Anthony made them change formats, John Mainelli, the guy who first hired me at WABC, Lynn says, so we all know he's got a good eye for talent, was consulting at the WNEW and had Farrell on the in the morning show. And really likes him. How do you like that? There's a little something for the guy with a gravelly voice. He'll be on at 7 o'clock tonight on QAM. See, we're trying to give him a good send-off, aren't we?
Yeah.
As opposed to like Mo and Geldy this morning, a lot of sarcasm in there, dripping with sarcasm, just because Greg again opened up his mouth to Barry Jackass and made a caustic comment. We're trying to insert a little bit more comedy, a little more humor on that morning show. They must have said that a whole bunch of times.
About 30, man.
This morning, okay, toward the end of the show. And probably because they're both nervous, wouldn't you think?
I would think.
Wouldn't you be nervous knowing the way that Greg runs that place like an insane asylum? Hannibal Lecter was just in that bit there. Why the hell isn't he on there yet?
Well, he is now.
There you go. And Clemenza, we got, right?
We got him.
Spackler, Dracula, not Bram Stoker's Dracula either, okay, Beaner Boy, you idiot.
Right, Gary Oldman is messing with you. Gary Oldman.
That would be like saying, what's his name, Peter Cushing. Yeah. You know what I have to say to that? Anybody would say Peter Cushing? I say Kushmir and Tuchus. How do you like that?
He did do a not bad job.
He did a what?
Gary Oldman, but it was a totally different movie.
Yeah, it was an amazing
No similarities whatsoever except for the teeth.
Well, see, that's why I'm like, I'm stumped. Because I don't know how you can compare. I understand Dracula was a vampire, okay? He was a vampire in Transylvania.
That explains it.
Yeah. But other than that, there's no similarity between what you're talking about. That's like Sherlock Holmes. Who's the other jerk that played Sherlock Holmes like on... there have been a whole bunch of them. But there was one in particular, and it may have even been Peter Cushing. I don't know. I mean, he was... there was only one Sherlock Holmes, and that was Razzle Bathbone. We've been through this 50 million at least. Mm-hmm. Maybe not 50 million, but...
About 30, man.
A million times. So I just feel that this whole thing is screwed up today. Okay. So I'm doing my disclaimer, okay? I wash my hands of it. Everybody else likes it. I hate it. The audience don't like it that much because I don't see like this euphoric, hysterical... What?
The lines are full. The facts are...
They are. The lines are not full. Look at line 5. You see that full? Or 8 or 9, huh?
You're a bastard.
I'm picking up line 9 cold. It could be that guy again. QAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, what is the website going up at those websites?
That's the guy again.
Windows.
This is the guy again. That's the same guy. That's his own private line. We got Rich Pachter calling on the bat line. We got this guy. I'll tell you, this is a great idea. I just came up with a sensational idea.
Well, share.
We'll assign each line to an individual. No, seriously. And then that way, because, you know, each line actually does have a different phone number.
Right.
Right? And then that way, as soon as the line rings, we'll know who it is.
I know. Oh, like the
and
cell
so, like this guy and I, like his name is Joe or whatever. Oh, there's Joe, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll know exactly who it is.
Well, you know, this computer program is set up to use caller ID. Notice the little phone number with all the unknowns written down there. We can have the name come up when they call it if we activated that.
Here's Pembroke Pines. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa. How could we forget old Rocky? Okay, thank you so much. For people with an IQ lower than their penis size. Rocky Balboa.
Yo, Adrian.
So there you go. You're starting to make a little progress. Now, this was a little slow out of the box all because of that James Bond thing. See, if that guy wouldn't have called in James Bond so early on, we could have proceeded here. Although once we got to Dracula and little Beaner Boy kept pushing that Gary Oldman crap. If you want to live to be an old man, I'll tell you right now, you better cut the crap, mister. I'll tell you. I'm going to stick Raymond on you. Because you know that everybody loves Raymond. In our sales department.
Except for Tommy,
and except for being a boy, and except for us, because Raymond is...
He's an asshole.
Right, we know that. So Lynn says Scott Farrell is... Of course, she's not a sports radio person, so she probably has no opinion one way or the other, but she's trying to, do a nice thing there. Give him a nice send-off. Nice going, Lynn. I sure hope you don't know Matt Fudge.
Oh, that brings a good point to mind.
And what is that?
I'd be really careful about Lynn Samuels' endorsement.
Are you picking on my close friend Lynn now? And by the way, I should point out, she don't like you.
I know.
I don't mean personally, but on the air, she thinks you suck.
No, because she wants my job.
Mm-hmm. I think that's accurate. And maybe she could do like a two-girl show with Miss Fudge. 5670560. Now, how come you're not playing that Have You Been Fudged? Because I don't have that yet, that drudge packing bit.
Oh, I don't have it in here either. It's in the vault.
It's in the vault?
In the bowels of the...
Well, what is it that you guys are doing there in all your spare time besides sending me a bunch of stupid faxes? Yeah.
Drudge packing? Oh, that's the best one.
See, I couldn't even hear it.
I can't find the other one. I need somebody to tell me what the name
was.
Oh,
that's the reason.
Right.
That's the distorted, screwed-up bad one?
Yeah, we can't find the good one.
We're working on it, okay? We want to get the perfect fudge for Miss Grudge. Josie Wales. Vito Corleone. Now, wait, I've got Don Corleone. Is that good enough? I mean, his name was Vito.
Right.
In fact, actually, his name was Vito Andolini from Corleone. Wasn't that his correct name?
That was his right.
Vito Andolini de Corleone. Did I say de Corleone? D-I.
And they screwed it up.
Spanish. Well, I'm so sorry, okay? I'm so sorry.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Under a lot of stress. A lot of pressure, man. A lot of pressure. Do we have, I don't even know what we got. Rocky Balboa, Hannibal Lecter, Clemenza, Spackler, Dracula. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's Bram Stoker's. 5670560, pound 5. So you're absolutely wrong about this. I don't care. You can argue it from now until the cows come home. But the fact of the matter is, it's not the same character. Generally speaking, I would say the general thing would be all you need is the name of the character. But in cases where they were played... by multiple characters, and there was like one that really stood out above the rest in your mind, that would be the one you'd have to specify, just like we're putting certain movies to show you about, like The Wicked Witch. I'm sure there was more than one Wicked Witch. There was more than one Hank.
Hey, stupid!
Right?
Yeah.
So that's my point. But I'll go along with you because it's a lot easier that way. We don't want to overburden Carlos and certainly not Eric. God forbid he should burn off more than 2-3 calories. How many calories you got to burn off today, Eric?
About 30, man.
Here's North Miami. Hello. Or Kendall, hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How about Papa Doyle and the French Connection, Gene Hackman?
Was that his name?
I believe so.
Papa Doyle?
Yeah.
Was that his name, George?
And also Ratso Rizzo.
Ratso Rizzo, Midnight Cowboy. Excellent. Thank you. Ratso Rizzo. I knew that'd be on there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Papa Doyle?
From what?
From the French Connection. He said that was the character Gene Hackman played, was Papa Doyle.
I thought it was Popeye Doyle.
Maybe that's what he was saying. I don't know. He had like a kind of an affectation. It was hard to understand what the hell he was talking about. He was
Popeye
kind of like
Doyle.
A South Florida nerd. Now, he was okay. Popeye Doyle?
Popeye Doyle.
I don't remember the name of the character. I remember the movie. Of course, the great Gene Hackman. We love Gene Hackman on the show, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes. And you still don't remember the conversation, do you?
No.
Good movie. 20 before 11, although we better start getting Entertainment Weekly.
Right.
On Hollywood. In fact, you know, when you're on your first date with him, maybe he can give you, like, the address. Tell us where to go online to make sure we can get the subscriptions for that so we can talk a little bit more knowledgeable, because we don't know anything about movies.
Right. Well, maybe he could bring an issue with him.
See, if I was such an expert on movies, I wouldn't have had these great last couple of weeks where I got to see The Happiness and The Game and American Psycho. If I would have seen all of those already, what would have been the point? Requiem for a Dream? I mean, if I was one of these movie intellectuals and knew stuff inside and out, if I was like Siskel and Ebert, and I still say, why did the fat one, why'd he have to live, you know? Everybody liked Gene Siskel a lot. Roger Ebert, we could live. We've got enough fat people already, Roger. Don't take it personal, but we don't like you. He always just bugged the hell out of me, Roger Ebert.
Oh, yeah, still does.
And then he married that black chick in Minnesota for tax purposes or some crap like that, like he was going to fool somebody. Who's he kidding, huh? Quien es más macho, Miss Fudge or Roger Ebert? Excellent poll question. Keep that in mind. 10:42 at 560 WQM. I'll tell you something else to keep in mind. Who's going to be the guy that's going to replace Troy Stratford? Boy, the work, I'll tell you, can't complain about what he's doing lately because it's indescribable. We can't use the word on the air to describe it. I think it begins with an F and an S and a B. Hey, I'll tell you what begins with a B, and that's Brandy. Business, which also begins with a B for over 25 years, taking care of people's feet, hooking you up with the best name brand shoes in the universe. They got all the top names like Rockports, Echoes, Mephisto, Timberland, Clarks, SAS, Florsheim, all the names that you know and your feet love. And they've got a wide range of sizes at Brandy's. That's one reason they've been around for so long. Men's 6 to 15, women's 5 to 12, widths from very narrow to the very big, fat, and wide like a platypus. And don't forget their professional sales staff give you personal service to make sure you get a perfect fit every time. They've got over 40,000 pair of shoes in stock in their gigantic, humongous, impressive 8,000-square-foot megastore. Brandy Shoes, a great place to take your feet at 1290 North Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. Open daily 9 to 9, Sundays 10 to 5. And right now, it's a great time to buy Sabatos at Brandy's. All men and women's styles are 20% off right now as I speak this week at Brandy's. Come in or visit him on the line, if you like, at www.brandyshoes. That's with a whole bunch of S's. Brandyshoes.com.
My and local. This is Sports Radio 560. QAQAM.
I don't have a clue.
Shalom. It's a Goldman for the Westbank of Palestine. 401ks, CDs, money market accounts, checking and savings. Who knows money better than we do? Now, Van, you want us to go into details? All right. Rates, you should live long enough to see rates like this again. Our rates haven't been this low since the late 40s. So don't be a schmuck, you're in luck. You're always just a stone throw from a branch office. With drive-up windows so big, hoy vey, you could drive a tank through there. And every deal from the West Bank of Palestine is guaranteed to be kosher. Our main branch is between KFC, Gaddafi's Fried Camel, and Yesir's Army Surplus. The West Bank of Palestine. Member FDIC. An equal kibbutz lender. Close Saturday. Hey, and look for a new office just off Main Street. Turn right at the Boynenbush.
Oi! 10:47 at 560 WQM. So now another fact from Rich Pactor says, sorry, it wasn't me. Never called it a bat line at QAM. Must have been Paul Harvey Jr. Have a nice life. Now, see, have a nice, and the line is, have a great life. See, not a nice life. Have a great life. But, see, that's generally people's way of saying, I'm not going to bother you anymore.
Bye, bye, bye!
But they don't stop. P.S. Fargo still blows. I think Paul Harvey Jr. may have had a point about Rich Pactor that we weren't really aware of. Maybe it wasn't there on the surface, but bubbling underneath the surface is like a very chronic guy. Inspector Clouseau, I thought we already had that on there. I see my handwriting on the sheet. It's already in there. Thank you so much. That's my fault for not reading the list. And we're not really building this list very good, are we?
What do you mean?
Because we don't have that many names on it. Who's your? There ought to be a zillion names on here, don't you think?
About 30, man.
At least.
I thought we had a zillion.
We don't. At least I don't, unless, I'm not writing them all down.
It's moving pretty fast.
What does that mean?
The list is building really quickly.
Who is your all-time favorite character from the movies? And, of course, at 11 o'clock, we'll open a voting on a poll, and then we'll see which way the wind is blowing. Howard Beale, Sarah Goldfarb. Now, see, Sarah Goldfarb, they're not going to know who that is unless they... But, again, if they didn't see the movie, they wouldn't vote for her anyway.
Remember, nobody's seen it. You try to get people to talk about it. Three people have called.
Requiem for a Dream?
Right.
Tonight, 10 o'clock on Independent Film Channel, you better watch it. And I'm the one that supposedly knows nothing about movies? I'll grant you, what I know about movies, you can put a thimble and have room for Tom Jenkins' fat head left over in there. But guess what?
What?
Just in the last week or two here, I've gotten a great education, seen more good movies in the last week than most of these people have seen in the last 10 years. Sarah Goldfarb, Don Corleone, Michael Corleone, Sonny Corleone, Santino, Frank Booth, Charlie Chan, R.P. McMurphy, Mr. McMurphy from Cuckoo's Nest, Darth Vader. Are you picking on Billy Bibbit again?
I wouldn't. Just Ratchet would.
James Bond, Alex DeLarge. Remember when they were playing that movie, The Kingston Trio, Hang Down Your Head?
No.
Well, they weren't. I was just thinking of that one scene where he went off to prison and he was standing there with his thing hanging down.
Yeah, with the drill sergeant.
He was ready to drill the sergeant. Gunnery Sergeant Hartman. What a great segue that was.
Ooh.
Gunnery... Do you hear what he just did, Carlos?
Is that a cackle?
Gunnery Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket, Straight Jacket. Chauncey Gardner from Being There. That was a great movie. Hunter S. Thompson, played by Johnny Depp. Now, you said it didn't look anything like Johnny Depp.
No, he had a wig and a beard.
Looked like Hunter S. Thompson.
He looked more like Hunter S. Thompson. Well, that's interesting. Like an Edward Scissorhands, he looked to me more like Edward Scissorhands. What about an Ed Wood? I still don't have that yet.
Oh, you'll like it.
What does he look like?
He looks like Ed Wood. He's got dippity doo in his hair, all slicked back, pencil thin mustache.
All you had to do was say Ed Wood. You didn't have to go through a whole.
Well, I don't know if you knew what.
Because I wouldn't know what the real Ed Wood looked like anyway. See.
Well, he looked just like him.
Ed Wood.
Yeah.
Did he pop wood?
All the time.
D. Jones. Now who's D. Jones?
Indiana Jones.
Wow. Oh. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Inspector Clouseau. Stanley Kowalski. Dracula. Spackler, Clemenza, Fat Clemenza. I always thought it would have been Clemenza. No, it's the smart move. Tessio was always the smarter one. Hannibal Lecter and Rocky Balboa. That's a very short list. We should have a lot more. We should have at least
about 30, man.
1,000 on there.
Did I already pass the Dominic one to you?
I beg your pardon?
From Fatso, Dominic DiNapoli.
DiNapoli.
Oh, sorry.
Dominic DiNapoli. It's the DiNapoli boys, don't you remember?
I do now.
La-ta-da-ta-da, your ass. When he grabbed the keys out of his hand when they're dancing. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Give me the keys, Junior. What a great movie that was. That's another one nobody has seen. Nobody's seen Fatso, and only fat people, we appreciate it. We cry, we laugh. I feel sorry for me. Such a great line. I feel sorry for me. I feel sorry for all of us because they've let us down, you know.
Get the honey, Junior.
He was a great character too. I bet you he'd get some votes, but they wouldn't know who that is.
Sonny LaPalata
and Oscar Lapidus, but right. We're not putting them on. 5670560 #560 on the AT&T line. Here's North Miami. Hello.
You talking to me?
Yeah. What was his name in that?
Travis in Taxi Driver. Then he did it again. Jimmy
Travis
Conway
Bickle.
And Goodfellas.
Travis Bickle.
In Taxi Driver, and then he did it again. It was De Niro. And he did it again in Goodfellas.
Oh, what do you mean he did it again?
You talking to me?
Okay, thanks. That wasn't the same character. He means the line. Yeah. The lines was yesterday. I think this guy's doing a few too many lines, like JFK and Peter Lawford. I'll tell you, Peter Lawford, there was a really strange dude. He was kind of like Clarence, only at least he had some success.
Before my time, don't know him. Don't know
Peter Lawford would do anything that moved, including guys and gals and unknowns. And he was just a horny kind of guy. Well, like the Kennedys, you know, very horny Kennedy kind of guy. Travis Bickle.
Got it.
And you know something? I saw that in the story yesterday at HMV, and I didn't pick it up. Taxi Driver. I was just saying I need to see that again. But I guess I better see Memento first.
Glengarry, Glen Ross.
Glengarry, Glen Hill. And some of these others that I have piled up. Well, it'll be a while. It'll be after my vacation's over. Not that I'm looking forward to my vacation, but you know what? I'm looking forward to my vacation.
Are you looking forward to it?
Join George Boca, Brian Beaner Boy, and Super Slacker Miguel this afternoon, 5 to 7 for Happy Hour Treasure Island. And tell Miguel he's a sucker for getting married. Be sure to mention that to him.
I do, often.
Treasure Island off the Palmetto, just north of the 122nd Street exit. That's 5 to 7 this afternoon. This week's feature is the Super Soaker, Stephanie Evans. She'll be soaking it.
And shooting it.
Stop by to check out her stuff. Enjoy drink specials. And well, isn't that what he said in Boogie Nights? You want to see my stuff? Well, maybe she's got some stuff. Enjoy drink specials and win some prizes. 5 to 7 at Treasure Island this afternoon with all our pervs. At least as many of them as we can squeeze in there.
Into one
car. Boca Brian's going to be there, huh?
Right.
Now, did he ever get that straightened out with Clarence about the email and this and that? See, when Muff is there, everything is so, it's just, you know, like an assembly line. Because Muff don't have much else to do anyway. But with Clarence, because Clarence is heavily involved in sports. And Clarence, of course, is trying to make it seem like he had something to do with the Pharrell thing. Keep that in mind, audience, because it was really Greg Reed that's obviously the one that brought that guy in there.
He interviewed him.
Who did?
Clarence.
He interviewed Scott Pharrell? Oh, now that's so sad. I mean, I don't want to pick on Clarence because he's a good guy and gets my money on time every payday. But, I mean, for a guy like Pharrell who's 37 years old, Clarence is about, what, 10?
Come on. 14.
Huh?
14.
9.
To come in and be interviewed for a job by like a kid that's young enough to be your son.
Right.
Just about.
Right?
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, no matter how old Clarence is, he seems like 10 years younger because he's so unworldly. You know, he's like a little, huh?
Why do you say that?
Because it's true.
Oh.
He doesn't?
Well, I don't know.
He's not a man of the world. In other words, he doesn't command, and I'm not knocking him, but he doesn't command what you'd say a great presence yet. He's working on it. He's moving his way up the ladder. He's sucking his way to the top, but he's not, you know. I mean, Beaner Boy told me when it comes to the sucking part, he ain't even in Muff's league yet. 5670560, pound 560 on the 8, but you remember what they said, Clarence. Practice makes perfect, baby. Take it from me. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing today?
Great. Sensational.
Good. It's funny. I tried to call yesterday because my favorite line is also my favorite actor portrayed role. I'll give you the line. You'll know who it is. Say hello to my little friend. Now, that was Al Pacino's greatest role.
Tony Montana.
What was the name of the character?
Tony Montana. In Scarface.
Oh, yeah.
Al Pacino.
Right.
But say hello to my little friend was the perfect one-liner, too.
And did very well on our poll yesterday, I should point out. It was in the top 7.
I didn't hear it was on there.
Did extraordinarily well.
All right, man. That's my choice.
Thanks, Pally.
You got it.
Say hello to my little friend. Oh, you can't see it? 5670560, pound 560 on the 18. Now the poll, we do this break. The poll goes up there. Right, Beaner?
Right.
Right?
I wish I was dead.
This is really turning into a trying experience.
I hate this place.
I mean,
nothing works here.
We are trying, but it's turning into a really trying experience. 10:56 at 560 QAM, your trying station.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Well, let me tell you something, my Mick friend.
Mr. President, if you will.
Come on, Senator. Senator Dole, wouldn't it be better to have big deficits?
That's not a bad idea.
Gives us $400 billion to you and me.
Maybe even to the Clinton Library.
Perfect. Leadership is about bad economics.
And can you believe women's rights?
It's wrong, because we're stronger.
I hear you're looking for one.
Look, let's give up our Homeland Security, education, Social Security, and Medicare.
Oh! 11 o'clock. How about somebody from Deliverance? I guess not, huh? I mean, Burt Reynolds' character was very good, and Ed Beatty was great. He squealed like a pig, but
nobody was as good as Banjo Boy.
Yeah, that's true, and he don't even have a name.
Right.
Well, we know his last name was Beasley, but we don't know his first name. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. What's your favorite all-time character from the movies? It's a damn good thing it's Wednesday, because this is turning out to be a really draining experience. The good news is...
Yeah.
Now, my phone rang twice. The first one was one of my UPS, you know, one of the comedy discs or something like that. And the second one is my bed.
Oh!
Thanks to my good close friends at Dial Mattress, my bed is ready for delivery here. My king-size Serta bed. Is that incredible or what?
Certainly.
Because I never really dreamed it was actually going to happen all the way up here in Toronto. But thanks to my good, close, personal best friends at Dial Mattress, it's a reality. It's going to be great. I'll be able to put my ass on one up here and the bed, too. Thanks, folks. Thanks, guys at Dial-A-Mattress. Even thanks to Fat Boy. Although, what's there to say? Is he out of the hospital yet?
Don't know.
No updates?
Yes, he is.
He is out of the hospital. Why, did he call you?
Yep.
Well, tell him thank you so much. Thanks, Fat Boy, even though you're a real gigantic, huge pain in the ass and probably will be dead soon. But nevertheless, thanks anyway. See, it's good to say thanks while he's still alive. As opposed to Raymond, that sales guy Raymond. In fact, Raymond, I hate to break the news to you.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, we're on to you. We're on to you, idiot. We don't like pushy guys who come in off the street somewhere who've probably been canned their last 8 or 10 jobs in a row. At least.
About 30, man.
Yeah. And start pushing people around, you know. He thinks that because Beaner Boy's a little punk, he can start to bitching him out. Yeah. I've seen that type. They're a dime a dozen. The people that pick on the little people, you know.
Right.
Pick on the little people. Like our engineering department. Same kind of crap. Terrified of me. Scared schmitless of me. But they pick on the little people like Beaner Boy. The guys are making like, $2.50 an hour. Anybody can do that. Just like the Humper back in his surly days. Remember those days? Picking on the board ops, picking on those little sports nerd kids, you know. And I cured him of that. And you're welcome, Hank.
Hey, stupid!
Here's Pompano Beach. Hello.
Hey, Neil God.
Yes, sir, speaking.
You're talking about penis size, wood, all this other stuff. You forgot John Holmes is Johnny Watt.
John Holmes is your favorite character?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, hey, it could be. You never know. I mean, it could be. That's our crowd.
While I've got you, because I don't get that much of a chance to call it anymore, a good friend of mine has always wanted me to ask you this question. This guy's been listening to you for 20 years.
Tell him it's none of his business.
Whatever happened to Joe Gersten?
He's having a good time.
He thought this would, like, tear you
he's,
up. Or
he's a little late for the luau right now. He's in the South Pacific somewhere, and he's got that thing around his neck. He's got a little lay. And have a great day. Rhymes with lay. Joe Gersten, it's typical South Florida. Crooked politicians, we love it. We, you know, see, people complain about it, but they really enjoy it because they like putting them back in there again. Like Raul Martinez, Joe Carrollo, up into a point. 5670560, Manny Diaz, his kid's still making, I heard his kid is the one that's making those new $20 bills. Did you see the thing about the new currency now?
No.
It's harder to counterfeit. So it's got like peach and blue in the background.
How lovely.
But you have to look really hard to see it, you know?
Oh.
Ask Peaches at the Treasure Island this afternoon. She'll tell you about it. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. The poll is up. Told you what I tell you. Eric is right on top of it. He's so sick and tired of playing, taking back seat to Beaner Boy. Even though Beaner Boy is the one that put our website on the map. Your all-time favorite character from movies, but there's only a couple of votes on there so far. Tony Montana's got 3. James Bond. Oh, now, where did that come from? It says James Bond and in parentheses Sean Connery.
I guess it's a holdover.
What do you mean?
When they thought we were doing that.
We are doing that.
Oh, okay. Then James Bond, Sean Connery.
2. Forrest Gump 2. And, well, I mean, just a couple of votes. It just went up on there. So and look at that. Dracula, Gary Oldman, or Dracula, Bela Lugosi. That's not a bad idea. See, that's the way to do
okay.
it. Who did that?
Thank you.
I bet you. Who?
I said thank you.
You did that?
Yep.
That's the way to solve the problems. Let Beaner Boy be the mediator now. He's mediating the dispute, and he's pacifying everybody. This way, although you're not happy with that because it's like splits it up.
Well,
I don't care.
What are you talking about? It's fine.
Is it okay? Do we
sure.
have your stamp of approval? Not that I care. I could give a crap less. But at least it sounds like we have like one happy family here at WQAM. By the way, Pharrell on the radio takes over the Howard David Show Monday. What? It's just a little joke. I don't want to get Mo all bent out of shape. Didn't he nod at you this morning? Did
we
you have like a little,
a nod.
A brief, almost a bonding session? A James bonding session?
15 feet apart with a wall in between us, but it was, a nod.
Instead of the usual glare, there was
right.
like a little nod, like an acknowledgement of each other's existence, like we're breaking through the Cold War. Don't do it again. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir. Buenos dias.
I've got 3 for your list here that you should make it. Harry Callahan.
Yeah, he's on there.
He is on there. Okay.
Yeah.
Nurse Ratched.
Nurse Ratched, okay.
Yeah. And
she was good.
I would say probably Joe Buck, from Midnight Cowboy. I was going to call you yesterday when we were doing lines on the movie.
You were doing lines yesterday?
Hey, listen, I got good binoculars. I see you guys. Anyway, Ratso used to call I'm walking here, Remember when he slammed his hand on the taxi hood? And that was a pretty good line. I used to hear people come up with that. And I was trying to think. I have one more, and it just, I draw a blank.
It just vanished. Well, thank God for that. Have a great day, Pally. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, you too. I said Ratso Rizzo a long time ago, but I don't think we ever put it down. See, I'm not writing them all down, so I'm depending on you guys.
It's on there.
James Bond, Sean Connery, 4. Now, did we put James Connery, Roger Moore? Did we give them that option?
James Connery.
James Connery, Sean Moore. See, I don't see that on there. Well, nobody's going to vote for that anyway. Anybody thinks that Roger Moore is the best James Bond, go away, okay? We don't like you.
There's a lot of them.
Go have a date with Rich Pachter. We still like Rich Pachter. He don't, shouldn't take it personal, but, you know, don't act like so bent out of shape, Rich. You're just getting a little out of control. It's like anything else. Every now and then, when you get out of control, you have to be slapped back into shape a little bit. Favorite character, Peter O'Toole as Lawrence of Arabia. Says Don. Thank you, Don. Now, how do we do that?
I just wrote down Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah, because there was no other Lawrence of Arabia, was there?
Except for the real one.
Except for, I think, Steve Lawrence. How's Edie Gorm doing? There was actually somebody who once said Edie Gorm on television, and I can't remember who it was. Oh, I didn't find Ed Wood, but I found Ed Sullivan at the movie place. And a true story. They have the old Ed Sullivan TV shows. Did I get it?
No.
No, but it was a really big shoe. Boy, there's a guy. Talk about a man with no talent. See, right. That's a good pull. We've done that before. Person dead or alive with the least talent who made it the biggest, Ed Sullivan. He was just a columnist, just a flunky columnist for one of the New York papers, New York Mirror, or one of those defunct newspapers. And all of a sudden, he was on television.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched any of those old...
Absolutely, and I need someone to explain that.
I mean, you talk about the amateur. He was as stiff as a 2x4. He had the personality of a dead man. He, like, even Al Gore is like a Mexican jumping bean compared to Ed Sullivan.
And
my grandmother used to call him Ed Solomon. She thought he was Jewish. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. Your favorite all-time character for the movies. Our big noon to one comedy bits hour is coming up at 12, thank God. Then we got the Mad Dog at 1. We got, I didn't see that. Guess who we got at 3?
Joe Zagacki.
Oh, and poor Pharrell, his first day on air, he's going to have to follow Joe Zagacki. He'll probably leave. Can you imagine that? He's going to have to follow...
Joe Zagacki.
Oh, brother. A fate worse than death. Well, there's nothing like jumping right into the fire. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my! Oh, my!
Wow. Following the Z-Man. Scott Farrell, our new addition on the QM lineup, will be at 7. Even with a gravelly voice, it's a big improvement over somebody else we have on too much at night, although I see the other ones on tomorrow night. The big...
Oh!
Not that he's not a good guy, but he just is awful on the air. He talks Spanglish baby talk, the big O. And then we got the Marlin game tonight. Marlins at the Padres. Anybody interested?
No.
No. And Joe and Mark overnight. I'll tell you, they're sure talking a lot about that lady golfer thing on that morning show. Too much golf, Mo. One more day of golf talk, and I think Pharrell will be on Monday. Pharrell and Gildy.
What do you think, Gildy?
Or is it the other way around? Rats Rizzo. Joe Buck. Joe Buck. Isn't that the Jack Buck's son? Cardinals guy? Nurse Ratchet, Tony Montana. The poll is up. We're working on it, and I think we finally found a way to accommodate everybody on here. Here's a call from Davey. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great.
I'm only 59 years old, but I can't believe somebody hasn't mentioned Rhett Butler.
Well, they haven't.
Well,
you don't have to apologize for that. He was a great, one of the all-time most memorable characters.
But my personal favorite is Sean Thornton from The Quiet Man.
Sean what?
Sean Thornton. John Wayne played that part.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
You ought to be. Okay, thanks, pal. Quit while you're ahead.
Bye.
Okay.
Boy, he was so quiet, I missed him.
Exactly. Are we putting that on there?
No.
Well, Rhett Butler will put on there. He only gets one anyway. Who's your favorite all-time character from the movies? Not your top 10, not your top 5. We're limiting you to just a few.
Top 30, man.
Yeah, your top 30 favorites. That should take us till about 7 o'clock Sunday morning. 660-pound man hoisted to hospital by crane. Fireman in Germany. This is from Berlin. Fireman in Germany had to use a 38.5-ton crane to hoist a German man weighing 660 pounds out of his apartment and take him to hospital. The fire brigade in the northern city, this was in Hamburg, said on Monday. Because the man was so heavy, we couldn't carry him on one of the normal stretchers, so we had to use the crane, said Hamburg fire brigade spokesman John Rolfs. 10 firemen were needed to lift a 63-year-old man onto a hospital bed placed inside a large industrial container, which the crane had hoisted level in his first floor balcony. The crane then lowered the container to the ground, and the man was wheeled off in it, jacked into an ambulance van, and taken to the hospital. Is that, and we wondered where Fat Boy was. Now we know. I didn't know he was in Hamburg. And by the way, you people in Hamburg, change your name. Because we don't want to get those
PETA
people upset. Change it to like Frankfurt. Oh, that's not good either. Oh, and I saw this thing about the world's first inflatable church. It was on CBS Evening News last night. Dan Rather was kind of chuckling and chirling and smirkling when he put it on there. You see it?
No, I heard it blows, though.
And like all other churches, it blows. All religions, it blows. Too bad Peter Lawford and JFK aren't here to work on it. The world's first inflatable church opened its Gothic arches to worshippers on Tuesday in Esher, England, to reveal a blown-up organ. Oh, I've seen those. A polyvinyl pulpit, an air-filled altar, and a fake stained glass windows. An air-filled altar. Well, I wonder if they also have to blow up the altar boys. The church is the brainchild of British entrepreneur Michael Gill. He's chortling again, Peter boy.
Sorry.
He's chuckling. A priest could carry it around on the back of a truck and set it up on patches of grass or in village squares for impromptu services, and he says it could breathe new life into Christianity by letting preachers take their message in their communities and blow whatever the hell they want, blow as much as they want. Well, that's great. I guess he never heard our good friend Terry Griffin, huh? Whatever happened to Terry? Is she still working over there? You know what she said?
If you blow too much, you're in trouble.
She's still over there with the Cox people?
As far as I know.
I hope not, for her sake. 11:13 at 560 WQM. Get into the barbecuing season with the perfect grill at the absolute best, most unbeatable, guaranteed low price in the world from Barbecues Galore. This week, take advantage of no payment, same as cash financing, until January 2004 on approved credit. Barbecues Galore carries the biggest selection of barbecues and accessories, including liquid propane, natural gas, charcoal, smokers, tailgate supplies. They have it all at the guaranteed lowest prices anywheres. Barbecues Galore's got an exceptional selection of Weber grills and accessories, including the hot new Weber Summit Gold D, which features six stainless steel burners, a double-walled stainless steel lid, welded stainless steel cooking grates, fixed commercial-grade thermometers, side burner, rotisserie, all of these things and lots more, too. At Barbecues Galore, you'll find the hottest grills that you won't find anyplace else, and, of course, as always, at unbeatable prices, too. So don't forget, these are the two locations you ought to be thinking about for all your barbecuing needs. With the schwitzy weather already arrived in South Florida, at the lowest prices in the world, Barbecues Galore is in Plantation, also in Coral Springs. Let the knowledgeable staff at Barbecues Galore help you pick out the perfect grill, answer all your barbecuing questions, too. Don't forget, everything you need for barbecuing available at unbelievable prices at Barbecues Galore.
Live and local, this is 560.
The radio is all yours
now. QAM.
Holy cow, Aaron's coming.
Holy cow.
Now the lieutenant told his Marines, you have to let those missiles drop. With the heavy artillery, we got to shoot and never stop. Mohammed saw the big attack, shelling round the Baghdad veil. And when Apache started taking aim, we had them running for the hills.
The Iraqis don't like it. Shock and awe, shock and awe. The Iraqis don't like it. Shock and awe, shock and awe.
By order of the president, we move our troops along the ground and generate explosions to confuse and to confound the other side's tactics, to stop us with their human shields. But our mission won't be finished yet until we steal the royal fields.
Oh. The Iraqis don't like it. Shock and awe, shock and awe. The Iraqis don't like it. Shocking,
11:19 at 560 WQM. This poll today is going over like halava in Bosnia, you know? I just don't think that. I told you right from the get-go, it was just something felt a little off. Corey, maybe that was when Clarence came in this morning and gave us the bad news that Pharrell is replacing Mo on Monday in the morning show.
Pharrell and Kelly.
Don't you think that there's a little something strange about that combination of voices?
I wouldn't say strange.
No.
I'd call it harmony.
Corey in Miami says, Doc Holliday in Tombstone, played by Val Kilmer. Should we put Doc Holliday?
Sure, why not? It's on there.
Why not? Let's get it on there right away, okay? Somebody faxes this about the FCC June 2nd planning authorizing sweeping changes to the news media, which we've talked about ad infinitum. It says, join me in asking Congress and the FCC to support a diverse competitive media landscape by going to this website, www.moveon, M-O-V-E-O-N, one word, moveon.org/stop the FCC. You can also automatically have your comments publicly filed at the FCC, moveon.org. Got it?
Got it.
And also, two commissioners at the FCC asked for a public hearing before the FCC votes on that controversial rule change. Commissioners Jonathan Adelstein and Michael Copps released a letter indicating they're seeking to postpone that key June 2nd meeting at the commission, at which the FCC is due to vote on media ownership caps. We believe a full notice and comment period on these specific proposals is warranted. Sound policymaking, perhaps even law, requires no less, the two Democratic-appointed commissioners said in a joint statement. And in the meantime, Michael Powell says, we're going ahead. There's three Republicans, two Democrats. You think they're going to wait?
No.
No, they want to get this through for their good buddies, Rupert Murdoch, Cheap Channel, all of these people. All of the people that they're in bed on. So we have like two or three organizations that control all the radio, all the TV, all the newspapers, and they can put whatever kind of fascist propaganda out that makes them a lot of money and makes the government happy. This unsigned fax from somebody obviously very psychotic. For the last few days and weeks, you've been doing polls on all these movies, but no one has mentioned probably the most powerful movie made in recent history, and that is John Q.
What? Never saw it.
You ever hear of it?
Yeah, I have heard of it.
Says this movie had to made. This movie had to made.
Oh, is that the Denzel Washington one? Yeah, I saw that.
Well, you don't sound too enthusiastic about it.
It was fine.
It was just...
Okay.
Yeah.
It says, if you haven't seen it, it's a must-see so everyone can see how great our medical system is and how much the country cares about kids and how much they look out for people who aren't filthy rich. How about the hospital with George C. Scott? That should tell you everything you need to know. That's 100
right.
years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was also a Patty Chayefsky movie like Network.
And very good.
It says, both these political parties suck. All they do is having us chasing our, I don't know whether that says tails or balls, but I think both would be accurate. Neither party cares about us. And like I tell you, they both suck, but one is much more malignant than the other one. That's why you look at the FCC right there. There's a classic example. Democratic Party sucks, but they suck less, and they're much less dangerous than the Republicans. Three Republicans on the FCC, and you watch June 2nd. They'll pass through whatever the hell they want for the benefit of their good buddies. And speaking of that, right in line with that, another one of our bedtime stories today, Rupert Murdoch's News Corp upgraded its full-year earnings forecast after a strong film and television performance helped its third-quarter results beat expectations. How do you like that? The global media also upgraded its full-year earnings expectations, both for the group and its 80.6% owned Fox Entertainment Group. And it goes on with the just obscene numbers, okay? Obscene numbers. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T. Somebody said Lord Helmet.
It's Dark Helmet.
I beg your pardon?
Dark Helmet from Spaceballs.
Well, it says Lord Helmet, so let's put Dark Helmet. Let's put Dark Vader. Inspector Clouseau is winning hands down, and that's an excellent choice, okay? All-time favorite character from the movies. In fact, now, is that the Peter Sellers one, or is that the one played by Jamie Lee Curtis?
It's the cartoon one from the Pink Panther cartoons.
Oh. Inspector Clouseau, 24. James Bond, Sean Connery, 12. Darth Vader, 9. Tony Montana, 8. Don Corleone, 7. Michael Corleone, 7. Gunnery Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket, 7. Forrest Dump, 6. Hannibal Lecter, 5. Dirty Harry Callahan's got 5. Carl Spackler, Caddyshack, 5. Josie Wales, 4. Frank Booth has got 3. And you know who probably doesn't have any? Let me just look. James Bond, Roger Moore. He don't have any. Good. Bela Lugosi. Oh, no! Bela Lugosi's Dracula has 0.
Yeah.
And I'm looking. And Gary Oldman's got 1.
Mm-hmm. It's a generational thing.
You know what I think of that? Makes me want to barf. What do you mean it's a generational thing?
I think,
you think that everybody from the age of 3 all the way up to
about 30, man,
hasn't seen Dracula, the original 1932 version, Todd Browning, directs Bela Lugosi stars?
Once upon a time, I would have thought everybody'd seen it, but lately, no.
What do you mean by that?
People aren't watching those old movies anymore, I'm finding out.
How about Frank N. Stein?
Likewise.
Well, maybe that's part of the problem we got in America today. Nobody knows what the hell it's all about.
Right.
That's very sad. If you haven't seen Dracula with Bela Lugosi, you think you're just going through life. You're just going through the motions.
Oh, those old movies were boring. They don't have special effects aren't very
good.
They're black and white.
In fact, that's what made the special effects great in there was the fact that the time of it and it was phenomenal. That's what it was known for was those amazing special effects way the hell back there in the early 30s, for Christ's sakes. But, hey, listen, like Beaner Boy keeps saying, Bram Stoker's Dracula with, you know, Gary Oldman. Here's a call from Melbourne. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how about Detective Danny Riggs from the Lethal Weapon series?
Detective what?
Danny Riggs. Lethal Weapon.
Danny?
Riggs.
Riggs. Was he related to Jack Riggs that caused the races in Detroit?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, I got it down, pal. Thanks.
Thanks, Uncle Neil.
You got that down, Danny Riggs?
We do.
Never heard of it. See, what we know about movies, you put in a thimble and it does. Do that again. 1127 at 560 WQM. Balance for life is the way you want to do that again and again because you'll watch the weight pour off your body. You'll be full. You'll be satisfied. You'll have a smile on your puss. And maybe for the first time in your life, you'll feel like you're succeeding where you failed in all the other diets, all the other crap. And I do mean crap because the programs where they have the little containers of stuff, I don't want to mention Nutrisystems by name or Jenny Craig, you know, where they have the prefabricated food, forget about it, as Donnie Brasco would say. Get yourself some real food from Balance for Life. Everything is fresh and delicious, and they deliver it right to your door in a little black sack by 6 o'clock in the morning to your home, to your work, to your pup tent, to your massage parlor, wherever you are at 6 o'clock in the morning. And inside your black sack, there it all is. 3 gourmet meals, 2 delicious snacks, everything fresh and great tasting and good for you. And it's all balanced out on the Zone Diet principles. And you don't do anything. You don't count calories. You don't count the carbohydrates. No cooking, no shopping, no meal preparing. All you do is check off between 2 choices for each meal every day that you're on a program on the menu that they send you every week. And that's it. So get yourself with a real weight loss program, not some crazy or drastic diet regimen. Get yourself the weight torn off your body and start feeling better and get in some real clothing once in a while, too. Balance for Life. Let them help you do it. If you failed in all the others, call 954-568-3229. 954-568-3229 or visit their prestigious website for more details at balanceforlife.com.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
If there's a butt, I smell it.
560 WQAM presents the Opie and Anthony Show with Mo Howard David. This is Opie.
And I'm Anthony. Yeah, wait a minute. It's me with the low voice.
Oh.
Yeah, you got the affected voice.
Okay.
Hi, Anthony.
Yeah, hi, Opie. And let's not forget our old pal, Mo Howard David.
Yeah, I was wondering how long it would take for you two punks to get around to me. I really hit the big time, huh? Here I am with the Opie on Anthony.
Hey, Mo.
What?
Take off your pants.
Yeah, we're going to rape you now.
You gotta be kidding me. This is a family show.
Wrong. This is the Go Pee on Anthony show. Now, come on, stretch.
I thought you guys only did that in church.
Yeah.
Hey, get your hands out of there.
Get out of there.
Shut up and submit. Them's my delicates. Don't touch my delicates. I'm tender. Why does everybody want to rape me?
Why? Because we think it's funny. That's why.
Yeah, you got that's a nice back.
I got news for you, Pelly. I'm still spry.
I ought to marvelize you. Oh.
Okay. I got his hands tied, Opie.
Ow.
Want the red ball?
No, not for this. All right, Ma, open wide for Chunky.
Let's sing that together now, shall we?
Okay.
Open wide for Chunky.
All right, stop spanking, Anthony.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, use your lips. No teeth. No teeth. I said no teeth.
Sorry, ready for some medieval love.
Yeah. You're not the boss of me now. Yeah, I really sound like that Mitsubishi guy now, don't I?
For the gift.
Yeah, gift.
Well done. Okay, take it away, Mo. See you later. Thanks.
What? You're just going to leave me here? We'll be right back.
Okay. See, I didn't forget to chop that off there, you notice?
Yeah, I noticed.
11:34, 26 till noon at 560 WQM. Jack Nicholson's Jack Torrance in The Shining. Till this day, I never knew what the name of that character was. At least I'd forgotten it. Did you know the name?
Sure.
Okay, smart ass.
Well, no, I liked the movie. I saw it a bunch of times.
My favorite movie says Hector, Tarzan with Johnny Weissmuller. I think he just wants him to throw him to the lions. We're not putting that down, Tarzan. Ah, put it down anyway, Tarzan. Probably got a lot of fruitcakes out there. Vote for that, including Hector. Inspector Clouseau, 31. Sean Connery, James Bond, 23. In fact, just to prove a point, let me go down the list. Let me just scroll. We got almost 200 votes on there already, which shocks the hell out of me. And Roger Moore's got two. You following? You see the difference?
We're not arguing the same point.
Sean Connery, 23, and Roger Moore, 2. Because when people think of the character James Bond, they think of Sean Connery, not right. Roger Moore.
Right.
Roger Moore, they think of he was the Saint. Remember the Saint?
Mm-hmm.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
Don Corleone, 11. And the reason that Don Corleone ain't doing better than that is because in The Godfather, there were so many great performances and great characters that it divides it up. For example, Michael Corleone's got 8. You see? See how it gets divided down? How about Fat Clemenza? Does Clemenza have any votes?
I'm looking.
Is he even on there? Clemenza?
Yeah, 2.
He's got a pair. So you put those all together and he'd be right in the running, Godfather. But there's just too many great characters in there. How about Howard Beale? How's Howard Beale doing? That's got my vote. He's probably got 1. Dude, there's so damn many on here. There's like a million.
About 30, man.
I can't even. He's got what? Faux? He got, well, that ain't too bad, considering this crowd. But Inspector Clouseau, so far, is leading the pack. He's at the head of this pack, which I think makes a lot of sense. That's what Rich Pachter said. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. Here's Pahokee. Hello.
Yeah, Neil, how about the character that Billy Bob Thornton played in Sling Blade?
And what character was that?
I can't remember.
What character was that, George?
Carl.
We Carl from Sling Blade. He's got three votes. He's got three votes.
Okay.
He's on there, Pally. I'll see you at that diner in Pokey where they got that good cherry pie. 5, 6, 7. I don't know how Pahokee has grown over the years. You know, Pahokee and Immokalee?
It grew.
Not Immokalee. What's the other one? Okeechobee. They're side by each. But when I was working at WJNO, 1975, 28 long, excruciating years, almost.
About 30, man.
Ago. And I was broadcasting the high school basketball, and we had a game where, I forget what school it was, Sunset High, something in West Palm. They were playing, or a football game, actually, it was. They were playing a team in Pahokee. And we drove up to Pahokee, and in the middle of town, there was like a little diner. And that was it. That was the only restaurant in town in Pahokee, was this diner. And they had frozen cherry pie. In fact, whenever there was like the first ice storm on the planet, that's when that pie was frozen. It was sure special. Even a lot more special than that corn and deliverance, guarantee you that. 5670560, pound 560 on the 18th. Ever been to a Pahokee?
I've been by it.
Don't stop.
Okay.
Here's Miami. Hello.
Yes, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay. I got one for you. How about General Patton?
General Patton's good?
Yes.
George C. Scott?
George C. Scott.
Now, is that the one you like? Did you like George C. Scott better than the one where Pinky Lee played him?
No, not exactly.
Okay, like thanks. He likes the George C. Scott. Thank you. 5670560. See, he wouldn't know from Pinky Lee. Bill O'Brien got a charge out of that, though. That was cute. Pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Inspector Clouseau, 37. Sean Connery, James Bond, 26. Don Corleone, 13. Gunnery Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket, 12. And Tony Montana's got 10. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Neil, how you doing today?
Great.
First of all, don't stop making fun of Mo and that little weasel. Anyway,
now, let me ask you this. What do you think? Do you know who Scott Farrell is? Have you ever heard him?
No. Who is it?
Oh. So it could only be an improvement is what you're saying.
Exactly.
The rumor I'm hearing is that it starts Monday.
Listen, how about Samuel Jackson in Pulp Fiction? The gangster.
Now, what was his character?
Powerful.
Does his character have a name?
Yeah, I know it. George knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Must be
his favorite. He's this guy's favorite. He doesn't know it.
Yep. So we got to put that on.
Well, what's the character's name, George?
Jules. It's Jules.
Jules. Jules. Absolutely. I bet you that's going to get about 100 votes as soon as you put it on there.
Now, is that J-U-L-E-S or J-E-W-E-S?
J-U-L-E-S.
Yeah, I know. Just, okay, thanks a lot, Pally.
Thank you.
John in Port St. Lucie says, I was thinking maybe it was as in family. When I open Windows Media Player to listen to you, they are pushing a music video by a Little Mo. Any relation? What? Also, strange bedfellows, the NRA is also fighting the FCC changes because they're afraid of CBS and Disney. I guess Murdoch and Cheap Channel don't pander enough to the... Now, the NRA, they're not even happy with the Bushmeister because of the assault rifle, the assault weapon ban that he refuses. He says that he's going to, like, if they try to discontinue it, he's going to do everything in his power to, like, extend it. And the NRA said, oh, no. And Tom DeLay, who's chased all those Democrats out of the Texas legislature across the Oklahoma border, he's also the one that's screaming the... Oh, no! Oh, no! I cannot believe that you sent me this fax.
I can.
And talk about my psychic powers. We were talking about chronics this morning before the show, George and I. And what did I say to you? Who did I mention? I used this person as the as the example.
That's why I was sure to forward it without delay.
As the prime example of what chronics are all about. Chronic callers and chronic faxes, ladies and gentlemen. They are sick, sick, desperate people. I still say that each and every one of these people, we're going to tattoo it on their forehead since that's in America right now.
I have no line.
That's it. That's all you need to know.
I have no line.
Right. Chronics. Chronic talk show callers, chronic talk show faxers. And they're the death knell, by the way, of talk radio. That's one of the things that, I mean, why should I even have to say it? Ed Wood, somebody says. I'm surprised you didn't say that.
Well, I already got mine.
This is our guy in Cleveland, says Ed Wood. Johnny Depp was great in that movie, so let's put down Ed Wood.
Now,
was that the Johnny Depp version, or was that the Pee Wee Herman one? 19 till noon. I'm delighted to see that Bela Lugosi has moved ahead. That'll be where the battle will lie now, you know, just for the hell of it. Because I said one thing, and then Beaner said the other. Dracula, Bela Lugosi's got 4. And I think the other one's got 2. The Gary Oldman, he has got a pair. So I moved ahead of you. How do you like that?
They're wrong.
Guy said in the facts. What?
They're wrong. They don't know what they're talking about.
You know, I think Raymond had a good point when he spoke to you yesterday. I think he made an excellent point. You better be on your best behavior if you know what's good for you, if you want that 3 1/4 an hour. 18 until noon at QAM, if your bald spot is growing by the minute, a hell of a lot faster than your paycheck, here's the answer for you. Get your hair back at a very reasonable price from my good buddy Chuck Alfieri. Even a millionaire's go to Charlie, even though his price is very reasonable, because no matter how much money they spend, they can't get a better looking head of hair than with Charlie's natural hairline system. It's using the latest technology. It'll make you look better and younger than you guys ever dreamed you could again. That's why Charlie's been around damn near, you know how many years he's been in business by now? I would say close to
about 30, man.
Yeah, pretty close to it. And be sure to mention Neil Rogers when you call and make your appointment with the Alfieri Studios, because he'll knock an extra $200 off the regular price when you mention my name. So the choice is yours. They sell you pills to get your hair to grow back. It don't work. They sell you those mousy-looking muskrats like Mo wears. I mean, forget about that. It's a joke. If you want a real great-looking head of hair, there's only one guy can give it to you, and that's Chuck Alfieri. Call them toll-free. There's no obligation. They give you a free consultation. They'll sit you down and actually show you how much better and younger they can help you guys look. Say goodbye to your bald spot once and for all. Call 1-800-321-2413. That's 1-800-321-2413, or log on to their website at charlesalfieri.com.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio
560 QAM. Dick in the White House?
This old man, Dick Cheney, he had angioplasty, had a heart attack, paddle whack, got him a pulse tone. Next time he's not coming home.
Hey, kids, did you like that? But let's do another one, this time with the president's
This nitwit. His name's Bush. He's a hemorrhoid in the tush. He picked a guy who would die so he'd be alone. There's nothing in his empty dome.
All right. 14:30 at 560. WQM, the Mad Dog, coming up at 1 o'clock. Our big noon to 1 comedy bits are from 12 to 1. Fletch, greatest movie character in the history of American film. Fletch says Richard Cranium. Got it?
Got it.
Mad Max, Mel Gibson. It says you'd have to love this guy. Lovely in the movie, too, Mel Gibson. Can't stand Mel Gibson, but we'll put it on there, Mad Max.
Right.
And I'll get into this. Facts rhymes with Max. I don't even know. I don't know whether to scream or peel my banana. You know? Because actually, the facts make sense. But it's just such a classic example of what I tell you about. These people will never, ever leave. They threaten, you pissed us off, you hate us, you're an asshole. And they just never will leave. They will never, ever, ever. You know the crowd that I'm talking about? You know the ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that he's the pivot man.
Yeah.
When they hold their meat at Denny's, he's the pivot man. I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read it because if I do it, it'll encourage him and it'll be all over the place. Okay, he encouraged me to watch a year ago or 2 years ago A Requiem for a Dream. But you see, if I would have watched it then, I wouldn't have watched it here recently. We wouldn't be talking about it now.
I talked about it a long time ago with you. I didn't bring it up again.
Of course, why the hell would you, since I hadn't seen it at that point? Now that I've seen it, now it's worth the talking about. And again, that's from my perspective, because that's the only way I can see life, is through my perspective.
No.
Not through yours, certainly not through Beaner Boy with his damn phony Dracula movie. See how anybody could say that, and you know he's only doing that to aggravate. You know that.
No.
Because there's no way that anybody would say that Bram Stoker's Dracula, the Gary Oldman version, is better than the original.
And it wasn't the Gary Oldman version?
I wouldn't watch it. But it is in my store. It's in all the video stores. I could get the DVD, but would I waste my time doing that? There's no way I could possibly like it. Don't you understand? Peter Cushing, there's like a zillion different people that have played Dracula. There's only one Dracula to me, and that's Bela Lugosi. Okay?
That's why you have to watch Ed Wood.
Okay, fine. I'm delighted to watch Ed Wood if I can get my hands on it, on Johnny Depp.
Right.
On Johnny Depp's Wood. But short of that, I'm not going to be watching no more Draculas. Okay, that's it. You enjoy it, Beaner. You have a good time with it. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. Here's Kendall. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Remember when we were kids, those old Joe Palooka movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe and his manager, Nobby Walsh.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember who played those parts?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll refresh. Remember Joe Kirkwood Jr.?
No.
And Leon Errol. Played his manager.
Great. Okay, well, thanks for the news, and put the pollen back in the glass. 5670560. I mean, there's a guy that makes me seem like a teenager, okay? Of course, I'm forgetting where the calls are coming from. How come, what's her name, Sarah Goldfarb, don't have any votes? When I peeked at this the last time,
they haven't seen it.
Oh. And that's what your buddy Greg was fashing about.
Right.
About that movie, about Requiem for a Dream. Don't forget, 10 o'clock tonight on Independent Film Channel, IFC. Does she have any votes? Ratso Rizzo's only got a pair. Sarah Goldfarb has the big...
Oh!
Oh, my God.
But she's going to be on television.
More ways than one, that's right. I'm going to be on television. We got a winner! I mean... I'm sorry, there's just something wrong with the world. You know, in case you haven't noticed, in case somebody hasn't pointed you in that direction, there's something generally wrong, which is why so many people eat at McDonald's, so many even worse people eat at Burger King, because they like the taste of rubber in their mouth, which I got a lot of good lines for that. So let's see, we got General Patton, we got Jules, we got Detective Martin Riggs, Dark Helmet, Rhett Butler, and those are the most recent ones that I wrote down. Josie Wales. Isn't Josie Wales also already on there?
Yes.
Amon Goeth?
Amon
Goeth. What is that? Amon Goeth?
He's the commandant from the concentration camp in Schindler's List.
Ah!
By Ralph Fiennes.
Oy!
A great character and a great
I will not watch that
him.
Movie, okay? I'm not watching no more Jew movies.
He was great.
And Vito Corleone. You got Vito Corleone. Is that under
Are
Don
we
Corleone?
Putting Amon on there?
Sure, Amon
right.
Goeth. What does Amon get?
Anything he wants, because he's the commandant.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. Don't forget that big thing at Treasure Island, 5 to 7 this afternoon. You won't forget it.
Amon getting there early.
Here's a call from Miami. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing? I don't know if this will count, but how about the Hanson brothers from Slapshot?
No, you're right. It doesn't count.
Thank you.
Well, no, I mean, why would anybody put that down there? First of all, I mean, that movie is just so grotesque and unacceptable. And even if the movie I hated, but it's like a bunch of goofballs. We're looking for one goofball, okay? Well, he said he didn't think it was going to count, and he was right. Nice going, sir. Here's Tampa. Hello.
Do you have Hannibal Lecter on your list?
Yes. We better have. Yes, we do.
That's great, because you remember his catchphrase. What did I ever do to you, Neil?
We should take it off the list just because of that. All I have to do is mention Chronic, and here they all come. Get this man some help. Get him a life. And you notice what line he was on?
Right.
I just mentioned it in passing, okay?
Nine.
Uh-huh. Mentioned that in case Beaner Boy was taking over that, which I doubt, because he's got so many other important tasks to attend to at the moment.
He's multitasking.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. Your all-time favorite character from the movies. Oh, Bush is seeking newer and smaller nuclear bombs. I'm sure you're excited about that.
Boy.
A dozen years after the Cold War's close raised hopes for an end to the nuclear threat, the Bush administration is embarking on a quest for a new generation of nuclear bombs that are smaller, less powerful than the Pentagon might actually use in battle. All right. Let's nuke everybody. In the administration's view, the frightening size of Cold War strategic nuclear weapons diminishes their deterrent value today. Nobody believes the U.S. would use them against a smaller foe. As a result, they argue, the U.S. needs the option of smaller nuclear weapons to deter the terrorist groups in rogue states,
all right,
such as North Korea, that are today's foremost dangers. And, of course, when we have these terrorist acts going on in Chechnya and in Riyadh, I guess we just say, hey, all you Saudis over there, you better watch it. We're just going to use the small nukes. The only problem is, where do we drop them? You know what I'm saying?
Wherever we want.
Wherever the hell we want. That's right. We're going to show you a thing or two because you're either with us or against us. There's the good guys and the bad guys. The Duke had a point, baby. There's the good guys on the one side, which is us. And then there's the bad guys, which is everybody else. Got it?
Got it.
And this seems to be appealing very largely to the macho mentality of America, especially the WASP audience out there. They like that. Makes them, like, swell. Makes their penis swell up to, like, even better than Viagra. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Here's Sonny Isles. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Anyone mention Macaulay Culkin? What's his name? Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone?
I sure hope not.
Put that one on there. He's a great character. Bye.
Get out of here. Okay. Is that Michael Jackson doing a voice? Do not put Macaulay Culkin on there, which, what was his name in that movie? We don't know. We don't want to know. We don't want to know. Wasn't he also in Happiness? Don't forget, by the way, you can't find Happiness in South Florida.
But you can order it online.
But you can't order Happiness online. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh.
Yeah, it shows up in the mail in a gigantic container. You just open it up and a big smile goes on your face. Happiness!
Oh!
They probably steal it at the post office. They probably go ballistic. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T, or did I say go postal, and Verizon wireless line. Here's a lady in Boca. Hello.
Yeah, hi. What about Christopher Walken in the Communion? He gets probed by the alien. Basically, he's getting a high colonic, in my view. And he made a great new movie, Catch Me If You Can.
Reckon.
Still going.
Uh-huh. What was the name of the character?
In the Communion?
In whatever you said in the beginning.
In the Communion. Christopher Walken.
No, that's not the character. That's his name.
Oh, I don't know his name. He's a writer in the movie.
Okay, thanks.
The writer.
The writer. Okay, let's put down a writer, shall we?
No.
No. Inspector Clouseau, 47. Sean Connery, James Bond, 30. Don Corleone, 15. Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, 14. Hannibal Lecter and Tony Montana each have 13. Michael Corleone, 12. Darth Vader, 11. And after that, it's like single digits. Carl Spackler, Caddyshack, had 9. I just mentioned that in passing. And Forrest Dump had 8. See, when Forrest Dump gets 8 votes at that point, I just say, forget about it. Right?
Life
forget about
life
it. Good luck to all of yous. Good luck to all yous, guys. You'll need it. Forrest Dump. 11:57, because life is like that, kind of. Hey, I'll tell you, if your carpets are kind of like that, here's the answer for you. Dry Concepts. For over 20 excruciating long years, I've been using Dry Concepts in my house, and they do a spectacular job, especially the last 14 years of that period of time because I had those dogs, and man, did they leave a mess or what? I mean, they mean well, or they meant well, past tense, but they didn't always do well. And as a result, you have to have those carpets cleaned every now and then. That's why every year I'd have Dry Concepts come in, and when they leave, the carpets look and smell and feel lemony fresh, just like brand new. And they'll do the same for you. And not only your carpeting, but your drapes, your expensive area rugs, your oriental rugs, your leather furniture, your upholstery, all of these things. And also, if you have a problem with pet odors or mildew odors caused by water damage, it'll be no problem when they wave their magic wand and do their spectacular job, when they plunk the magic twanger and make them all look just like brand new with Rock Concepts. Not BS, but they actually do a spectacular job and give you a written guaranteed price before they start the work. No rip-offs, no tack-ons, just a great job at a fair price every time. Call the professionals at Rock Concepts toll-free, 1-800-248-5071. 1-800-248-5071, or can log on to their website if you like at dryconcepts.com. And with Dry Concepts, it'd be the truth. You can clean today and you can entertain tonight.
Live and local. We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Mohammed and David, the only thing funnier than rape is that pipe smokers 12 to 1 hour.
Clear Channel wants you to show your support in our rally for PAX America. We'll be scheduling one in your town soon, so call your local Clear Channel on the corner and sign up now. All 50 of you will be supplied with our handheld patriotic signs of hate, and will be invited to enjoy our Texas-style Christian barbecue while flipping off liberal dissenters. The festivities will be capped off with a community book-burning bonfire. All you have to remember is, march forward in lockstep. And don't blink your eyes. Hey,
what?
You blinked your eyes. Be a patriot, not a liberal book reader. The talented Phil Hendry was once one of those. So we took him downstairs to the quiet room.
We were aware that you're a nice guy, Mr. Hendry. I was a nice guy myself once.
Yeah?
Oh, I had my share of liberal views in the past. And I found out, Mr. Hendry, that the world is a school of business.
Are you sure?
There is no need for free thought or creativity.
Yeah, but let me say something first. Let me say
there
something.
There is only a need for Clear Channel, General Electric, Halliburton, Bechtel, Amoco, Chevron, and Shell.
Okay.
From now on, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah?
You will make all your perverted characters liberal dissenters.
Okay.
Because, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah?
You're a radio dummy.
All right, all right.
We put a retarded girl in our all-new Mitsubishi to show you how well it drives. Our agency thought this would move some product out of the showroom. Look at her go. This is funnier than watching retards at the park. If someone that severely retarded can have that much fun in a new...
She's not retarded!
Huh?
She's having an epileptic fit!
Hey, watch out for the...
Mm-hmm.
woman watch me go. Discrimination tease me off. And it's time for me to go play with the man. With my driver I stand tall, and I play with my own balls, and I won't go back to the LPGA again. Oh, yes, I am good, so stop saying that I'm nuts, and bring on Tiger Woods. I just hope I make the cut. I wear short pants, and I can really swing. I'm not wrong, wrong. I am Annika.
She's Annika.
I am woman.
She's Annika.
I am woman. I am Annika.
She's a dumb muscle. No war, says Sheryl Crow. Some Iraqis will die, so we better not go. Shut up, you fish, cause Baghdad will blow. Sheryl Crow is a stupid bitch. She's a burned out big mouth. Sheryl Crow is a worn out hide. Just shut your damn pie hole. Sheryl Crow is a whining hoe.
Yes.
Well, I'm Jerry Falwell, I'm the right hand of God. And when I woke up today, I put my TV on, and instead of Kathy Lee or CNN, I saw a purple creature with a gay sign on his head. It was an upside down triangle purple tinky winky.
Upside down triangle purple tinky winky.
Upside down triangle purple tinky winky. Yay, Teletubbies. Well, just when I thought things couldn't get worse, I noticed he was carrying a little purse. Now how can they call this a children's show?
I may be purple, but I have a brown hole.
He has an upside down triangle purple tinky winky.
Upside down triangle purple tinky winky.
Gay purple kinky winky, gay Teletubby. Well, most devout Christians find this hard to believe, but on the Teletubby's tummy is a TV screen. It had a purple penis pointing straight at me that was blowing a noise through the hole in the thing.
Let's play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Puff Daddy, sitting in the chair. I'll call you Puffy.
Yo, yo, man, yo, yo!
Are you ready?
Yeah!
Here's your $100 question. Finish this nursery rhyme.
All right.
Hickory, dickory, blank. Is it A, dock, B, pier, C, marina, or D, inlet?
Whoa, man! Is this a $100 question right here?
You're kidding me, right?
This is $100.
For $100.
This ain't the $1 million question?
Well, this is the first one.
Man.
It's only for $100.
Is this a black thing?
Would you like to use a lifeline?
Yeah, all right. What do I got? What do I got?
Well, we have the Ask the Audience, the 50-50, and the Phone a Friend.
Ask the Audience. Nah, too many white people in here. Yeah, 50-50 ain't gonna help me. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna phone a friend.
Gonna phone a friend on the $100 question finishing the nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
All right, who are we going to call, Puppy?
Oh, my boy, Old Dirty Bastard.
Old Dirty Bastard?
Yeah, Dirty we call him.
Our friends from AT&T will get Old Dirty on the line, and hopefully he can help you.
Yo.
Old Dirty.
Yeah, man.
Regis Philbin from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. How are you?
Hi.
Got your friend here, Puff Daddy.
Yo, Dirty, what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
All right, all right. Old...
What's up, me?
Old Dirty, Puff Daddy's in a little bit of trouble here on the $100 question.
Ain't the first time, man.
First question, and the next voice you hear will be his. He'll come on the line, he'll ask you the question, he'll give you four possible choices. Are you set?
Hey, man.
Next voice you hear will be his, and 30 seconds begins now.
What's up? Yo, Dirty, finish this off for me, all right?
All right, man.
Hickory Dickory Blank. Is it A, Doc, B, Pia, C, Marino, or D, Inlet?
Oh.
Come on, man. I don't got much time.
Man, I know this, man. I know it. I think it's Pia.
Pia, you sure?
About 30, man.
This is a lot of money, man.
About 30.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
All right, man.
Time's up. Old Dirty said Pia.
Whew.
You still have two lifelines left. We are on the $100 question.
You know what, Regis?
You want to poll the audience?
No, I'd like to add a lifeline.
Actually, no, there's only three lifelines. You've used one, you have two left.
No. I get another lifeline. It's a brand new one to the game.
And what is that, Puffy?
It's called Shoot the Host.
Puffy, you can ask the audience.
I call it Shoot the Host.
Puffy, use the 50-50.
What's the answer?
Puffy, it's Doc. It's A. It's Doc.
My final answer is Doc.
It's Doc. And it's a good one. You got $100.
Run, you white boy. Run,
Showtime.
Good news, Sarah Goldfarb got a vote.
Oh!
Isn't that great?
I feel better now.
Especially since he's going to be on television.
Oh, and just so people know, I've unplugged the fax machine.
Why is that?
Oh, because it just isn't stopping. Multiple pages of things that we already have and additions that, would make no sense.
Yeah, leave us alone, okay? It's our Wednesday rest hour, all right? Leave us alone. All-time favorite character from the movies, Inspector Clouseau 52. He's way ahead of the pack. Sean Connery's James Bond, 34. Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, Full Metal Jacket, 17. Don Corleone, 16. Dirty Harry Callahan, 15. Tony Montana, 14. Hannibal Lecter, 14. Michael Corleone, 14. Darth Vader, 13. I'll only do the ones in double digits. Darth Vader, 13. Carl Spackler, Caddyshack, 11. And Forrest Gump, 10. I lied. I got to give you Roger Moore and James Bond, 9. That's depressing, you know? I mean, Roger Moore's okay, but although he is at least under 100.
Okay.
As opposed to Sean Connery, who's a little on the ancient side. 12 minutes past noon, but he is craggy, you know? He's that real great-looking sex symbol, Sean Connery. But all real men would like to be like Sean Connery. They'd like to look just like that, you know, be real virile. I'd rather be Tom Brady myself. You know, talk is cheap. It's easy to throw out a lot of really appealing low numbers, but when it comes right down to it and on it, what can you really get refinanced at? 5%? 4%? How about 2.45% with Financial Group? That's right. With interest rates of only 2.45%, it really is your best bet, and it's rock solid, too. So call Financial Group this moment at 1-800-940-LEND, 1-800-940-LEND. Interest rates are at all-time lows, so why not refinance your home or even buy a new home and take advantage of a sure thing? 2.45% financing with Financial Group. And what'll 2.45% do to those monthly payments? Bring them down to like a laughable amount. If you have a $200,000 loan, you pay only $786 a month. If you have a $100,000 loan, your payments are only $393 a month. Even George could afford that, maybe.
Maybe.
Get 2.45% financing from Financial Group. Call 1-800-940-LEND. That's Financial Group, 1-800-940-LEND. They're an equal housing lender. Credit restrictions apply and rates are subject to change monthly. 5.34 APR.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAQAM.
I'm smart. I'm like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart and I want respect.
You turd.
Back in the day when someone done us wrong, we didn't take their crap. In Pearl Harbor when the Japs dropped their bombs, we bombed them back. And now the Saudis, they hit us hard. And on our cars our little flags wave as that Saudi loving retard points the bombers the wrong way. And I'm embarrassed to be an American, where they follow Bush like sheep. The United States of arrogance, led by Bush and his family greed, they got this country up, ambling towards the darkest days in our history. I don't want to be a Pax American in the goddamn USA. What's a few
30,000 innocent lives. Stop living in the past.
If you want that SUV to drive, you're gonna need more gas. It's the greatest country in the world. They train us to believe. And anyone who says that, obviously, can't afford to leave. And I'm embarrassed to be an American, where we patriotically wave a flag in one hand with our head in the sand and blindly follow the powers that be. Apathetic up, watching State Farm News on a 65-inch screen. Scratch your balls and fart, everything's okay in the goddamn USA.
God bless America.
Oh, we're fine.
Unbelievable.
I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints. And then I smoke two more. Hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of hair. So now I smoke two joints when I get up. In the car I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints when I play video games, and that's every 10,000 points. I smoke two joints.
All right.
I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints.
Are you?
And then I smoke two more.
Father O'Toole, God.
You call that a penis?
Yes. All right.
Hard work good and hard work fine. Just take care of it. That's why I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel all right. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints.
Give you a kiss. Okay.
Well, I was driving down I-95 the other night. Somebody nearly cut me right off the road. I decided it wasn't gonna do any good to get mad. I wrote a song about him instead. It goes like this. Were you born an asshole?
Yes.
Or did you work it your whole life?
Uh-huh.
Either way, it worked out fine. Cause you're an asshole tonight. Yes, you're an A. S-S-H-O-L-E.
Okay.
And don't you try to blame it on me. You deserve all the credit. You're an asshole tonight. You were an asshole yesterday. You're an asshole tonight. And I've got a feeling you'll be an asshole the rest of your life.
Speaking of asshole, I'm looking at Inspector Clouseau, which is number one on our thing.
Yeah.
Do we have that spelled right?
No.
No, it's C-L-O-U. I mean, when you consider it's the number one choice on the poll of a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, I guess you're spotting it.
Huh? It's C-L-O-U-S-E-A-U. Well, whatever it is, okay? Get it right. Get it right, Eric. I'm blaming Beaner for that. Did you do that?
Probably. That sounds like the way I'd spell it.
Yeah, that's the way you would spell it. Because you want to know why? Because you're clueless. 26 past noon. How's that poll coming? We got a whole bunch of votes, 300 and some odd. Inspector Clouseau got 55. Favorite character all time from the movies. James Bond, Sean Connery, 40. He's the definitive. Dirty Harry Callahan, 19. Don Corleone, 18. And Hannibal Lecter, 18. Nobody can touch Inspector Clouseau. My favorite one was the one where he was in the toilet on the airplane.
Yeah.
With a broken leg. 27 past noon at 560 WQAM. Hey, if you're in a dead-end job, there's something you can do about it, and that is pick up the phone and call our good friends at Fast Train toll-free, 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. That could be one of the most important calls you'll ever make because it could change your life. You can get out of your dead-end job. You can get yourself trained for a new high-paying computer job. And don't forget, computer professionals are in higher demand than ever before right now as I speak. So call Fast Train today. So say goodbye to your dead-end job and an asshole boss. Call toll-free 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. And they offer convenient day, evening, and weekend classes. And to make it even easier for you, they have locations all over town, so there's bound to be one convenient to where you live. You'll find Fast Train in Miami, in Kendall, Pembroke Pines, and Fort Lauderdale. And you can check them out on the web, if you like, at fasttrain.com. Call them today. There's no obligation. They'll explain it to you. And in just 4 short months, you can be trained for a new high-paying computer job. 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. Don't forget to go to fasttrain.com to receive your free American flag bumper sticker while it's still in fashion. Call Fast Train today. It's toll-free. 1-866-FAST-TRAIN.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560. QAQAM.
Oh, great.
green. I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders.
Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker.
Oh!
Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker. Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker. Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker.
Iraq's a crappy little country. Smells like the mustache on his face. Just get rid of that. You're in drinking chubby and blow up the whole goddamn place.
Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker. 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 Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker.
Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker. Yeah. Oh, everything. Look at cheese that won't stay on. My hair is blonde. Shake my butt and I turn guys on. But there's a place where all the guys can hide it. I can make guys grow right behind their stiffness. One of those things I work for. Being such a bad girl, honey, I can make it grow with my body and booty. That's where their blood flows. Cause I'm such a cutie. It's one of the things I work for. For being such a bad girl. For being such a bad girl.
You love Shakira's top 10 hit underneath your clothes.
Underneath your clothes, there's an endless story. There's a man I'm trying to
say. And now you'll love her new album. Shakira sings other people's hits. Music history by recording her first English language album, and now she's taking her art form to the next level by re-recording songs that were already hits in English, only this time they're in English again.
I tried so hard, it doesn't even matter.
Shakira sings other people's hits. Shakira sings other people's hits. If you really, really like Shakira's CD, Laundry Service, then you'll really, really, really like her new CD. Shakira sings other people's hits. No tenemos en español en estos momentos.
Olympic ice capades, man, it's such a dirty trait. Tanya tries to win. She was second best and it hurt her so. Oh, oh, oh. Nancy Kerrigan, the bitch was gonna win again. Tonya Block's revenge hires out a henchman. Oh, 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 oh. As Nancy K was leaving the ring, she snuck up from behind. Bang, bang, Tonya's silver hammer came down upon her knee. Bang, bang, Tonya's silver hammer made sure of victory.
Oh!
Olympic medal round, Tonya hears an ugly crowd boo her every move. She can't find her groove, she's off balance. Oh, 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 oh. She forgoes a plan, makes her way into the stand, murder on her mind. She has never minded a challenge, oh, 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 oh. The crowd, they make a break for the door, but it's too late to run. Bang, bang, Tonya's silver hammer just smashing in their heads. She would not leave Lilhammer till everyone was dead. '20:48, Tonya's at the pearly gate. St. Pete checks his book. He gives her a look and he tells her, no, oh, oh, oh. She claims she's innocent, laces up and throws a fit. Eternity's on the line. This guy's out of line and he's got to go, oh, oh, oh. As St. Pete was turning the page, Tonya took her aim. Bang, bang, Tonya's silver hammer rang St. Peter's bell. But skates can't kill no saints in heaven, and she went straight to hell.
All right.
What's the matter with lesbian golfers? Can't you tell we really love hitting balls? The only thing that separates us from the men is the country club's bathroom stalls. I love my girlfriend who's also my caddy. She's the femme, I'm the butch, she calls me daddy. Muff dive at 5, tuna taco, all right, it's still ladies golf to me. My favorite hole, it doesn't have any number, a green or a fairway. Don't sweat me cause I'm a snapper, lapper, I play golf and I'm gay. I missed my tee time, got caught in the clubhouse. Lesbian golf is the only kind with dugouts. I'm gay, let's play LPGA, it's still ladies golf to me. Ride is disgrace, chicks sit on my face, it's still ladies golf to me.
Wreck them.
21 till 1 at 560 WDQM. It's our big Wednesday extravaganza. You know, this is one of the best ideas I ever fell into.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Are you kidding me?
I mean, just a great buffer. You know, everybody needs a buffer, like a good break in the middle of the week.
Yes.
Anyway, we've got 75 million votes. What's your favorite all-time character? We still have it spelled wrong, I should point out. Don't bug Eric too much. He's probably in the middle of a couple of lunches. What? It is spelled wrong.
I already sent him something to change it.
Inspector Clouseau, 56. James Bond, Sean Connery, 44. Hannibal Lecter, 23. Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, Full Metal Jacket, 23. Dirty Hair, Carrie Hallahan. And Don Corleone, 21. Garth Vader, 16. Tony Montana, 15. Michael Corleone, 15. Carl Spackler from Caddyshack, 14. And the only other one in double digits is, unfortunately, Forrest Dump. Hey, I want to tell you about something really good for you. It's called Oleomed. I've been telling you about these for a long time, for a coon's age. Oleomed soft gels contain the finest olive oil you'll find even with a search party. It's not just ordinary olive oil, but it's super concentrated. And along with that, it's loaded with all kinds of health benefits, good stuff in there. Oleomed in your puss every day can help reduce the risk of heart disease and high cholesterol. Plus, now there are 14 different Oleomed formulas you can choose from, each one combining the best olive oil on the planet with vitamins, minerals, and herbals to support specific health needs from your bones to your blood pressure to your immune system. You just pick out the formulas that are right for you, and now there are three brand new Oleomed formulas, one to help you sleep, one to help you control that weight, and CellQ10 for your heart. Pick up some today, just about wherever you're doing your shopping. Pick up Oleomed at Publix, Eckerd's, Walgreens, Whole Food Markets, Navarro's, and Sedano's, or order it online if you like at oleomedamerica.com. If you want more info, call their toll-free number and ask away, 1-866-OLEOMED. That's 1-866-653-6633. Don't forget, if you want to start feeling better, pop some Oleomed in your puss today.
Live and local, this is 560.
The radio is all yours now.
QAM.
It's Dave in Miami Town at 560 WQAM.
The sign I used to say to Robbie went dark, and now they're calling it Pro Player Park.
Cause Fruit of the Loom said it's time for a change.
The new to show up in your underwear. And no one ugly is allowed in there, so you'll have lots of fun checking out those buns. My zipper's flying down, so I can get my kick up when the game is over tight. Just like my Gruden balloons back around over my bulging mouth. Now you can see a lot more at the game, since everybody is undressed the same. And you can look around to see what's hanging down. This is paradise now. I never realized just how good it would feel being glad in my jockeys at the football field. Since Darabi is gone, and now it's BB Park.
Yeah! 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 Look at this. It's on that blonde, man. I'm going to start on this thing, and I'm going to wrap on it all year long.
You jackass. I like guys.
Lay down on my cup. Well, all right, sports fans.
I ate and ate at the falafel ball stand, and met the new team mascot underwear man.
Looked for chicks and stared at the fun zone up above,
at their tunnels of love. I've never realized just how good it would feel being clad in my jockeys at the football field. Since Robbie is gone,
all right,
and now it's BP Park. Woo! They call it BP Park. Woo! Let's hang at BP Park. On bees. I got them from Linda Energy. My pulse is up, down, my head spinning around and round. Haven't slept for 3 days now. Whoa, whoa, ba 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 ba.
Some weight program, give me a break. How many drugs do I have to take? My hair's falling out and it's been hard to pee since I saw Linda Energy. You know that my heart's been going wild, feel like I wanna die. Chills that kill and constipation, not to mention hypertension. She's out peddling drugs all day.
That dropped some weight, but ruined your brain. Her doctor husband says it's okay. A physician is his name. My pulse is up, down, my head spinning around and round. Haven't slept for 3 days now.
First, John Edward brought his psychic powers to television. Then, Animal Planet introduced the Pet Psychic. Now, Home and Garden Television has designs on a medium of its own, the Furniture Psychic.
Hi, I'm here with Eddie and his Lazy Boy recliner. And Eddie, Lazy Boy is desperately trying to get a message to you.
What's he trying to tell me, Furniture Psychic?
Well, he wants you to stop sitting on him after eating Franks and Beans.
HGTV's The Furniture Psychic will help you cross over to the great upholstered beyond.
This is Polly, and she's brought along a special piece of furniture.
Uh-huh. This is my favorite footstool, but he's very unhappy about something.
Yeah, well, it hurts his feelings when you call him a footstool, Polly. He's an ottoman.
Only one woman is truly at home with your home furnishings, the Furniture Psychic.
Join us this week when I'll reveal how this floral pattern Davenport feels suffocated by Edna Greenblatt and her fondness for plastic slipcovers.
The Furniture Psychic, only on HGTV.
Coming up tonight on Inside the Behind, the True Hollywood Celebrity Music Biography Profile Story. Only one thing rivaled her total eclipse of the heart. And that was the total eclipse of her career. She was Bonnie Tyler.
There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
I remember as a child growing up in Wales, you couldn't keep me away from the piano.
Did you say Wales? Isn't Catherine Zeta-Jones from Wales?
I think so, but I...
Good Lord, that woman is hot. I mean, even when she's pregnant, you just want to do her.
Yes, that's fine. Now, could
you think
we...
Michael Douglas could ever have bagged her if he wasn't famous? I mean, come on, he's like 60 or something.
Look, I thought we might discuss my work with Meatloaf songwriter Jim Steinman.
I mean, I'll bet sometimes while he's in bed with her, he's just lying there thinking, holy shit, I am banging Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Perhaps you'd find my contribution to the Footloose soundtrack worthy of your program.
Yeah, Footloose is great. Good for you, Catherine.
Bonnie.
Whatever. Hey, do you ever see her around, you know, in Wales?
I'm not interested in Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, come on. I bet even women want a piece of her. I think she holds tremendous appeal to both sexes.
Bloody hell, I'm going away now.
Didn't you already do that back in 1985? Anyway, it's a big, juicy, sopping wet look at show business tonight. On Inside the Behind.
12:51 at 560 WQM. Don't forget Scott Farrell. Farrell on the radio makes his QAM debut 7 o'clock tonight following the coma-inducing
Joe Sakaki
old penis face between 3 and 7 pill in for Hank. Hank's at Baltimore at the Preakness. Got it? Pimlico?
Yeah.
Plunging his brains out. Okay, here's how the poll is coming along. We got Inspector Clouseau spelled right.
Oh!
Hallelujah. Let's hear it for us, okay? We're a little slow. Inspector Clouseau's got 60. James Bond. Sean Connery, the definitive James Bond, 46. Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, Full Metal Jacket, the 25. Hannibal Lecter, 24. Dirty Harry Callahan, 24. Don Corleone, 21. Darth Vader, 17. Michael Corleone, 17. Corleone. Tony Montana, 15. Carl Spackler from Caddyshack has 14. Kind of embarrassing. Forrest Gump has got 11. Everybody else in single digits, including Roger Moore, a very lackluster James Bond who's got 9. What did I tell you?
What?
I said, have a nice day. Don't forget George and Beaner and Volker Bryan and Miguel will be at the Treasure Island 5 to 7 this afternoon. Located right off the Palmetto, just north of the 122nd Street exit, featuring the super soaker, Stephanie Evans. Stop by and soak it. When in doubt, watch it pop out. 5 to 7 at Treasure Island this afternoon with drink specials and our usual low-budget QAM prizes. You know, the Panthers and the Heat are done for the season, so is college hoops. Marlins off to another really marginal start, and the Dolphins don't get started for another 3 months. But there's still some action going on in town where you can be a winner and have a great time. Pompano Park Harness open for live harness racing 3 nights a week, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. First post time, 7:17. 7:17? And general parking and admission is free. Did you know it was 7:17?
No.
Here I've been saying it was 7:15. Come out to Pompano Park, enjoy the thrill of nighttime horse racing, and of course, we got your simulcasting for you every day, 7 days a week, starting at noon, thoroughbred highlight harness from all across North America. Don't forget the great Players Lounge Buffet on the fourth floor. Enjoy a sandwich and drink at Patton's Place Sports Lounge on the fifth floor. And don't forget every Wednesday, like tonight at Pompano Park, is Dollar Night for draft beer, hot dog, sodas, and lots more at only a buck apiece. And coming up this Saturday, May 17, watch and wager on the Preakness Stakes from Pimlico Racecourse in Maryland. Come out early and see if Funny Side can win the second leg of the Triple Crown. Earlier bird wagering starts this Friday at 1. Preakness Stakes goes off at 6 p.m. Saturday, and even a free past performance page waiting for you for the Preakness Field as well. Pompano Park, all of these things waiting for you a block south of Atlantic Boulevard on Powerline Road. Don't forget, Wednesday like tonight, Friday and Saturday, live racing, post time, 7:15 or maybe 7:17.
We're Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Okay, how many Dago, Guinea, Wop, Greaseball, Goombas come out of the woodwork?
First, Marlon Brando was the Godfather. Then Al Pacino was Godfather 2 and 3. Now, get ready for the ultimate Godfather. Godfather 4.
Godfather, you must help me. These are goons that are coming in to burn my house down. And they hurt my family. Maybe you could order a hit or something.
Come a hit? I tell you about a hit. Call me super bad. Make it feel good. You get up like a sex machine. Tell them gotta give it up. Turn it loose. Get on the good foot. Make them bring out a cold sweat. Have them say, please, please, please. Ow!
Godfather, pardon me, but you just don't look like any of the other Corleones.
Corleone, ravioli, macaroni. Ha! Ain't gonna be none of that. Go have some soul food. Come on, chitlins, greens. Ha! Gotta make it break out the cold sweat. Go for it. Ow!
The Godfather 4, starring James Brown, the Godfather of Soul. He'll make you an offer you can't understand.
All right.
The Middle Eastern world
will be exploded. Saddam had people killed with the gas that we sold him. First time aggressor nation and the only one that's going. Now more blood will be spilled to get that oil flowing. Forget about Korea and the nukes they're toting. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our heads that Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction. Thousand people killed are now forgotten. Let's exploit them instead. Hey, there's oil to be gotten. Going after Saddam to placate Osama. There's no longer mention of the name Bin Laden. But no one seems concerned, all comfy and complacent, believing every word of this cartel administration that controls us by fear through media manipulation. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our heads that Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction.